Blog Talk Radio.
Radio and welcome to the network. Welcome to the show. And today we're doing Missing Spiritual Link Tuesday, Chakra Clearing, How to Awaken Spiritual Power. So today we're going to be talking about chakras and what they are, how can they help you and to awaken your spiritual power. Also, we'll just throw things out there real quickly. Donations right now are pretty much coming in pretty quickly, and with the situation in hand, if you donate to the Going to Codify Fund, support my show fund, I will get, you know, and donate $12 or more, you will receive a 5-card angel reading. It's great. So help me get home, help me keep the show going, And for every donation, $12 or more, you will get a 5-card angel reading. And right now, for this week only, if you donate $99, you will get 60 90-minute sessions. Okay? That is 6 90. Actually, they're probably about closer to 90-minute sessions. 6 of them. And that's sessions, not angel card and tarot card readings. That's a session includes those, but it's a whole lot more. And I really recommend that you experience it, because we actually do angel card readings, tarot card readings. We also do past life readings. We answer all your questions. And in the midst of the whole thing, depending on what the questions are, it usually has to do with relationships. In that case, then we will sit there and go over that whole thing, and it'll probably become part of a relationship counseling session itself. So you get all those wrapped up in one for the one price of $99. Just donate $99. You got it going on. And for every person who buys a gift certificate, if you buy a $99 gift certificate, actually, if you look in the prices and that kind of stuff, it would be $75 for you. So there's, you know, there's a percentage off for buying gift certificates off the regular price of the reading itself. So check that out. And I don't think you'll be surprised. And when you go on my website, you'll see the prices and that kind of stuff. And it's one of those situations of, in some ways, it could be confusing. But right now, I do have a number that you guys can contact. If you want to contact me for your card reading, or you want to contact me about your $99 donation, and you want to see what of the details about getting your 6 sessions, give me a call at 740-601-9835. Or contact me, contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Again, that's www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Or call me at my number, 740-601-9835. Again, that number again is 740-601-9835. Give me a call. Also, if you're a person who wants to, how will we put this? If you're a person who wants to advertise through my show, give me a call. Go find out what it costs to advertise on a 2-hour show, 3-hour show like this one. Tell me the price, and I'll cut it in half. So if you want to advertise through my show, give me a call. If you are a person who wants to sponsor the show, sponsorship, give me a call. And let's sit down and talk about it. All right, I'm always open to sponsorship, people advertising, any kind of situation, someone who wants to work with the show, maybe have an ideal promotion, that kind of thing. Also, the ideal if someone wants to manage me, I'm looking for a manager right now, so just contact me at my 740-601-9835 number, and we will get it done and taken care of, and I look forward to sitting down and talking to you. If you're a family, and you have a gifted child, but you're not really sure how to do that, and you're looking for the tools to deal with it and work with that child, I work with children and families in just those cases. So give me a call at 740-601-9835. And there is a special that just for an angel card reading, just a flat-out 5-card, because the angel cards I'm talking about for the donations is called a 5-card pyramid spread. Pyramid, a foundation pyramid spread. That is a reading between 30 to 45 minutes long. But I do have a special where if you just want to get an angel reading, I do have a 3-card angel reading. I also have a 6 and a 7. Because when I enter and say 60 minute session really includes tarot cards, angel cards, whatever it takes, you know. But if you just want to get an angel card reading, those are just going for $40. So if anything is detailed to you and that kind of stuff, and I also stress to everybody out there too as well, you know, donations touch everybody. You know, open heart also is open to receive. So, you know, in the process of giving, you'll be surprised what comes back to you in the process. So think about that for a minute. Just don't look at the idea and try to justify the situation. Either give or don't. I guarantee every time you give, you'll get paid back tenfold. With this situation, like you donate $5 to the show, it touches 5 people. You do a reading on this show, it touches 5 people. Depending on how many people out there are listening, I know for a fact I've had almost 200 people listening. Probably more than that.
So just think about those things when you're in a situation of touching people. People are always looking for ways to give back. And here's another avenue to do so. So support me, and I'll support you. Because, you know, if you've ever been on this show and got a reading from me, you almost get a full reading on this show. It's not one of these many readings, and it's not a couple questions here and there. When you call on here, I take my time, and I'm very thorough. So therefore, think about that situation, because I want to keep that format open so that you always have a place to go to get the answers. Okay? Support the show, and you win, because you get the answers from me, because therefore we can work together. And that's what I look forward to, working together to make this world a better place. The more we put people in the situation of following the path that they're chosen to do, one more person who comes to the spiritual side brings balance back to this world. So check that out, okay? So I also, like I said before, I stress to people, go to my site, look at the prices and that kind of stuff, okay, guys? Those prices are not written in stone. Give me a call. Make me a deal. I had a lady the other day call me and said she didn't have $99 to donate to the show, but she had 50. So she wanted me to give her 3 sessions. And I thought it was such a cool thing that she came to me and actually put the offer on the table. I gave her 4 readings. Okay? So you never know what's going to happen. I stressed very, very strongly that if you want to get a reading and you want to help or you want to sit here and contribute to the show in any kind of manner, I'm open to any kind of support to the show. Got ideas for the show? Whatever it is. Donations. Donate your time. Donate your services. Whatever it is. It's all a combination of working together. That's what I'm looking for. Okay, guys? And it's one of the situations. We're going to get right into our show here. We're going to go right into the chakra thing. And tomorrow we're going to be doing some chakra chanting. And a lot of people are sitting there going over meditations. And what is chakra meditation? And how does that work? And what's the first step to take? And what are we going to do? And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to go over the kind of things. And then tomorrow we're going to go actually and do the chants and the meditations themselves. So I definitely would tune in for that and join us for that, okay? And then later in the show, we are going to be doing angel card readings, tarot card readings, free readings. So definitely bump and jump in there, okay, guys? Give us, if you got any kind of questions, just give us a call. If there's any readers out there listening would like to come on the show and do some readings with me, more welcome to do it. The more the merrier. I love it. You know, the idea of giving people 2 or 3 psychics per show is my goal, and that we're going to try to do that. And we've been pretty successful the last many weeks. So therefore, join us. Let's see. We also got some things going. Oh, that's what we wanted to go over. Where are we at? I was actually looking for my chakra thing. It is amazing when we sit and go over this stuff, get it all played out, and then actually we pop up in here. So I ask everybody just to be patient with me right now because it's been a crazy 2 days. I was in an accident yesterday where I actually have a broken nose, concussion, and stitches in my face. So I ask that you just be really patient with me right now as I find my information and stuff and just kind of miss this, that, and the other. So. That's amazing, isn't it? Oh. We'll find it here in a minute. Anyway, the idea of chakras themselves, I'm pretty sure a lot of people have crossed the details and know what that is. It's to the point. But they're very important. They're the chakras, the energy centers of your body, which actually regulates the energy between the physical and the spiritual. There's a couple of books out there that I've actually gone into and checked out myself. But briefly, we're going to go into some things here, and I recommend if you have some things going on in your life and that kind of stuff, and you're looking for some ways to meditate and focus and just looking for some other ways to concentrate. There are a lot of good products out there right now. Try BrainSync. It's www.brainsync.com. You go in and they have CDs for about everything. I have 3 of those CDs myself. One's for the World Meditation, which actually is one of those meditations, manifestation. They also have another one where it's like to attract love. They also have CDs for about everything you do. They're actually subliminal CDs. They're really cool CDs. And Like I said, I have a couple myself, and they're great for sleep, you know, as you go into bed to meditate, that kind of stuff. And they seem to, it's another way of replacing negative thoughts in your subconscious mind. These subliminal CDs, as if you've heard about subliminals, they're putting positive affirmations into your subconscious. So they're counterouts any kind of negative, so therefore you get more positive results. And it's one of those things, go to the website and check it out. It's a really cool thing. www.brainsync.com. And they have, you can either get the CDs, but they also got it now where you can actually, for a fraction of the cost, you can actually get an MP3 download and pay for that. I think they're like $15, $14 for the CD, and then I think it's like $9 for the download. And you can download it right into your computer and then right down into your MP3 player, and you have it with you no matter where you go. Because I recommend these CDs anywhere you can go. Because like when I work out and go to the gym and do my readings and whatever it is, I'm always playing something in the background or have something with me. And those things are really cool because they really, like I said before, the more you can do there, the more it brings to you. It just enhances your brain, your thinking, your focus, everything that goes with it. And we also have the HemiSync CDs too as well. I've been talking a lot about here. HemiSync CDs. Hemi. That's HEMI-SYNC.com. Check those out, or you can also call them. And the number is 1-800-541-2488. Again, that number is 1-800-541-2488. And with the situation going on, they check these CDs. They got CDs for everything too, but it's a different kind of concept. And it's a different type of technology. What it is, it has a tone that it sends out as it plays the music, which when it hits the brain, it actually enables the brain to have both hemispheres to work together, which gives you an intense focus and concentration. And trust me, it's really cool because you can always feel the balance within your body. You know, you'll be thinking and focusing. It's like, I don't know, I've described it before, a lot of work that I do as a psychic, it's like looking at situations. If you could see the past, the future, and the present, and also be able to separate them, see what's going on, see what's up, the whole thing. Then you get a kind of concept of what psychic readings are all about. Excuse me. So give them a call. They have CDs for everything too. I've seen CDs on chakra clearings. I have about four or five of those, and they have one that I like, and the reason I'm really bringing it up is called Psychic Journey. Chakra Journey. And Chakra Journey goes like this. It's a CD where it's got seven tracks on it for your chakras, and then it has an eighth one just for grounding. And that's what we need to do in this situation. When you're working with chakras, we have the chakras, so of course. We go over each one of them. And we go down real quick, and we go like this. And then they're all aligned, and they have to be aligned, balanced, and charged. There's also a couple books out there I would recommend, too, that you get if you really want to get deep into the subject itself. And that is Doreen Virtue's Chakra Clearing. Chakra Clearing. Awakening your spiritual power to know and heal. So you see this, the term itself, to know and to heal. It's like opening up, it's like having a radio with no antenna, and then you put an antenna on it. The antenna is basically the chakras themselves. And once they're aligned, cleansed, and balanced, it's easier to get signals or messages. And there's chakras for each one of there's chakras for every part of your. I'll put this. Like I said, guys, forgive me. Pain medication, antibiotics. Gosh, it's one of those things you got to get over and deal with, huh? So we're going to look at the situation. Doreen Virtue's book talks about a lot of things. There's a great meditation here. I recommend that you get the hard copy because the hard copy has a CD, has a free CD with it. You can actually get this on Amazon.com. And it usually goes for about $17, but you can get it on there for about $12. And I think if you get lucky, you can actually get it for $10. All right, the book itself goes over chakras. It's like And also, it's like one of those things, when you talk about chakras, you got to talk about auras. I mean, like, the aura is like the extension of the soul. So it's almost like, it's like the soul extending out over the physical body to protect itself. So there's a lot of protection going on for you. So the idea of letting anything happen to you, letting any kind of negative forces, that kind of stuff on, makes you wonder how much you're inviting in by just opening up to people that you should be. The general meanings of aura colors, it's like red is money, money worries, obsession, anger, unforgiveness, anxiety, or nervousness. And the idea of knowing this, that can information intuitively know that the true meanings of each aura color when you see them. Okay? So if you have a lot of this, it's like looking at the situation having too much of color in your system. You know, this is what it talks about. And it talks about pink, pink and like bright and light. That means joy, love, purity, compassion. New or revived romantic relationships. So you will resonate pink as in the process of going into a relationship or a renewed relationship. Or say you have a couple steps in your relationship that go up, boom, you get the pink. A red is more about really red in the aura. Now, we're not talking about the chakras. We're a little different system here. We're trying to get these to work together, okay? Take a deep breath. And then money worries, obsessions, anger, forgiveness, anxiety, and nervousness. That's the red in the aura. If it's too much red. Too much pink. I don't know if there's such thing as too much pink. Yeah, it's magenta or trying to read some of these words, just kind of like off the scale, because one eye is actually swollen shut, so we're trying to get the vision on this. It's a different variation of pink, which means passion, and it's like if you have these colors, which is basically spelled M-A-G-E-N-T-A, I can see that. I want to say fuchsia. This is a different kind of pink, I think. Because it talks about passion and high sexual energy if you find this in your aura. Pink can also indicate clear audience, listening, hearing spirit. Orange is moving to a new home. You see a lot of orange. The more orange in the aura, the more inevitable the move. So if you see a lot of orange in your aura or someone else's, say that you can't see auras and you're kind of figuring out, okay, what that color mean? Well, orange means that the more orange you see, the person's moving. And if they just, and don't be surprised if they are not moving, that they just have moved. Okay, and then you have your yellows. The yellows, it's basically the light or pale yellows. Emerging psychic spiritual awareness, optimism, and hopefulness, positive enlightenment about new ideals. Bright lemon yellow, struggling to maintain power and control in a personal or business relationship. Doesn't like job or career, job change. See, clear, gold, metallic, shiny, and bright. Okay, bright. Tons with this situation, it drives you up freaking up the loon, you know. So let's go over the whole thing. And like I said, everybody, we are doing readings, so give us a call here at 646-721-9031. We'll be glad to answer any questions you want to. It's now 35 minutes remaining in the show. It's now 9:24 p.m. It's March 15th, 2011. Welcome to the show. This is Psychic Journeyman here on Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. Welcome. We're talking about chakras. We're going over chakras and exactly how they work and that kind of stuff and how they can open up your spiritual awareness. So, let's check out the chat room, see what's up in there. And got some people in here, and welcome everybody. I don't think I've ever seen Ice 200 2000. Welcome to the show. First time I've seen you here, so welcome. Blissful to me. Well, I'm sorry, Blissful to BB. Welcome. Becky 124, welcome. Earthbound Angel, as always, great to see you. Hi, how are you? And then Berm, I'm sorry, Prune. like I said, guys, process of taking some painkillers will drive you freaking crazy. And we got Bermkur. Thank you. So keep going with the situation. And thank you guys for all being here. If you got any questions in the chat room, let me know. If you'd like to have an angel card for the day, let me know. Be glad to sit there and hello, hello, hello. Perm, sorry. Preem, yeah. And if anybody in the chat room has any kind of questions that you want to ask, feel free to call the show too as well, okay, guys? No big deal. Or just ask in the chat room. But if you want an angel card, I'll definitely give you an angel card, okay? All right, just go back to our thing here. Okay, but gold, clear gold, metallic, shiny, and bright. Spiritual energy and power activated and awakened. An inspired person, Christ energy. A dark brownish yellow or gold, a student or one who is strained at studying, overly analytical to the point of feeling fatigued, stressed. Trying to make up for lost time by learning everything all at one time. Too much absorption. A green, electric, bright, emerald green. A healer, a professional healer, a natural healer, or one who is unaware of his or her healing abilities. Also indicates the prayers, that prayers for own healing are working with Archangel Raphael. If we have a dark or a muddy forest green, the color has no light or dim lighting. That's jealousy, resentment, feeling like a victim of the world, blaming self, others, insecurity, and low self-esteem, lack of understanding of personal responsibility, sensitive to perceived criticism. If you have a pea soup green, kind of a sickly green, we call that deception towards self or others. And blue is light blue. Light blue means expressive, truthful, would enjoy a career involving communication. Turquoise or sea foam green, we have life purpose as a spiritual teacher or teaching others about healing. Then we have bright royal blue, which is being, well, I think we all know this one, clairvoyant, highly spiritual nature. Now purple, blue cobalt purple, that's Archangel Michael is standing next to that person. So if you start seeing these colors, you'll understand why. You know, it's like on the idea of doing readings and that kind of stuff, this would really open up a lot of things to people. If you could actually open it up to the aura of getting so much more information to help that person realize more things about themselves. Okay, reddish violet, clairaudient. The ability to hear the voice of the higher self, God, the angels, ascended masters, or a spiritual guide. And actually in the situation, back and forth with when it comes to chakras, a lot of people think that there are ear chakras too. And I think a lot of people do, but there's also people take it one step further and think that if you're going to do some chakra clearing, you should also work with those too as well, because it's actually connected to a spiritual gift. I'll say this with Gibbon, yeah. So if you go clear or bright electric purple, this means in tune with the divine spiritual realm, enlightenment, clear cognizant. It's like I sneezed. Okay, white means purity and truth, angelic qualities. White sparkles or flashes of white light, angels are nearby. Rainbow colors, stripes sticking out like a sunbeam. Sunbeams from the hand, head, or body, a Reiki healer, and or a star person, someone who is in their first incarnation on Earth, and an energy healer. Silver, bright metallic, pregnant or birth of new project. Dark and muddy gray, depression, excessive air pollution or smoke, excessive dairy products and diet. There's a lot of people around me that have the dark, murky gray. Black usually indicates long-term forgiveness toward self or another, collected in a specific area of the body, which can lead to health challenges. Also, in titles lodged, well, it's actually entities lodged within a person's aura, chakras, or body, alien implants, past life hurts lodged in body, and unreleased grief from abortions if the blackness appears in the ovaries. So you see that they all have their ways of doing things. And now we sit here and look at the situation. Your true self that has boundless energy and crystal clear intuition. You see, the ideal clearing the way, you enjoy the benefits of both characteristics by keeping your chakras clear and balanced. At times, you notice yourself feeling down for no obvious reason. Clear your chakras. Whenever you need a little extra insight before making a big decision, clear your chakras. Before an important meeting, clear your chakras. If you're a person who does readings and that kind of work too as well, clear your chakras. As you experience the broad benefits of cleared chakras, you will naturally incorporate this routine into your day. Because it's actually recommended that you do chakra clearings twice a day. And of course, it also depends on you and what you do with your life. I would say if you were in the stock market, I would do that 4 times a day. A lot of negativity in certain situations of going back and forth and that kind of stuff, okay? If you do spiritual work and you do lots of readings all day, I would definitely do chakra clearings. And if you could do a couple more, and if you, it's one of those things, listen to your angels and your guides on how you go about that whole thing. Because in some days when I do chakra clearings, it depends on what kind of readings I'm doing that day, how intense, how long, how draining they are, but you should do chakra clearings before and definitely afterwards. The chakra clearings, for people who just have regular routines and that kind of stuff, do one in the morning and one at night. One in the morning clears you out, clears everything out, gets everything going. It's great for, it makes better for decisions making that day. When you get home, chakra clearings are good. It's a whole lot better than a sleeping pill. Just clear the chakras, you'll be fine. You know, it's one of those things, if you have certain parts of your body, you know, what I usually do is go and I do the initial chakra clearing. And then I'll go back and listen to my intuition, which ones I should go back and work with even more. But it's one of those things of clearing the chakras and clearing the aura. There's actually a great meditation that actually illuminates everything so I can see these blockages, which is just basically sitting down, making sure your arms and legs are not crossed. Close your eyes and point your head down. And focus on the essence behind the heart. And focus and use your imagination and see a pilot light, a blue pilot light. Focus on this pilot light and say to yourself, I love, I love, I love. And then feel the energy as you're doing that because you're tapping into the heart chakra at that moment. Okay, it's almost like tapping into that area itself, almost like it turns on all the systems. Like it's the main switch. You know, like you've gone in and you turn a light switch on. That's attached to many lights as they come on one at a time. Doo, 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 you know, and something like that. Okay, keep saying to yourself, I love, I love, I love. Keep focusing on that. Keep focusing on yourself. You'll start seeing it. Sometimes with this situation, this meditation, it can be overwhelming. Because you're tapping into your God essence, you're also saying to yourself, I love, I love, I love myself. I love my God essence. And it's like bringing physical and the spiritual together. Now take the pilot light. I've actually worked with it for a while. And imagine it getting bigger until it covers not just your body, but also extends out a little bit further than your aura. Using your third eye and your imagination, you can see at that time that that will illuminate your chakras and your aura. Now pay attention to the blockages, okay? Because you can have things, you can have negative traumas and that kind of stuff, things still lodged in your aura. You can also look at situations with your, most of the time it's your root chakra and your sacral chakra, and look at those two. What do you see? Getting familiar with the colors of the chakras is the ideal, that when the energy is vibrating at a certain philosophy. When that energy is vibrating at a certain, well, anyway, the speed at which the chakras are vibrating sets off the light. And they have different meanings. The root chakra is red. The sacred, which is at the root. Okay. And we'll take a break for 5. Be right back after this word.
Come on, girl.
Situation of if you're having trouble being crystal clear about what you want, maybe you should take a sit back, meditate, and do a chakra clearing. Get those energy centers wide open. And sometimes the idea of balancing them out, that could be too wide open. So we talk about balance between the two. And sometimes in the process of working on your chakras, go deep within. It's like when I sit here and do my meditation that I talked about before. As you're focusing on saying, I love, I love, I love, try to go down, try to focus, as in really focusing on the essence behind the heart and letting yourself go completely. I mean, just, no, and it's just, I don't know how to put it, just take a deep breath and just, as you exhale, just try to let go. And open yourself up completely. Alright? Now, usually in these situations like this, if you feel uncomfortable with certain things you're not too sure about, then you can do proper techniques of surrounding yourself with a pink bubble, pink energy, gold energy, just asking the angels for protection as you do your chakra clearing and your meditation, so therefore you can feel comfortable about opening up and just letting yourself be completely, no restrictions. No resistance, just whatever happens in the process of those meditations,
you're open to whatever. What I do is I just sit here and I try to exhale as much as I can. As I'm exhaling, I'm just letting all the muscles in my body just go limp and relax. I mean, the muscles in my head, the muscles in my neck, the muscles in my tongue, my ears. Well, you know, just trying to focus on all the muscles of being total peace and relaxation. I was talking about the other day about water therapy, about how water is affected by emotions. And it was the idea of getting the visuals in your head of seeing how the molecules of water, what they look like microscopically when they're subjected with pure love. And they actually look like snowflakes. So you take that image in your mind and use it as a visual, okay? As you're using as a visual, imagine every cell in your body being just like that, which means every cell in your body is resonating unconditional, pure love. All right? And then we take it one step further. So when you do your chakra clearings, focus on going deep within each chakra. When you breathe and you're focusing on that chakra of balancing, and you're bringing in, a lot of people just bring in the gold light from up above into the top of the head through the crown chakra, down through the other chakras, and then into the ground. And then you bring in green energy, grounding energy, in from the ground. And you have them both going simultaneously back and forth, cleansing the chakras. But as you're doing that, you can also do breathing techniques as well. When you breathe in, as you breathe out, imagine yourself breathing through those chakras as a nice cleansing, you know? And then as you focus on the root chakra, take it one step further. Focus deeply within the root chakra itself. You might actually even see smaller chakras within the big chakra. And pay attention to what color they are as well. You want them to all resonate the same color. And then as you proceed to go up each one of the chakras, do the same thing. Go within that chakra. Some people describe them as little tornadoes. Some people describe them as rings of light, which is actually what chakra means. It means rings of light. Rings of energy, I'm sorry. Rings of energy. Wheels of energy. We'll get it right here. There's so many variations there. I've read so many books and so much information and stuff. They have different names and different definitions, what they really mean, which basically, if you boil them all down, it's the same thing, but different cultures look at things differently, different perceptions. But it's basically the same thing. So we look at the situation, and everybody focuses basically on the seven chakras, okay? As we focus on the chakras themselves, the reason I recommend getting Doreen Virtue's book, because it actually has a nice meditation to do your chakras, okay? But to see an aura, allow your eyes to soften their focus, okay? Hold the intention of seeing the aura and use your inner vision to discern the colors you see. The aura surrounds a person's body like a cocoon of different colors lying flush against the body shape. However, if a person has a rainbow-colored aura, the stripes of color will emanate vertically away from the person's body like rays of sunshine. Aura colors surround the body like a glowing, colorful outline. You can receive information about a person by noticing the colors and size of their aura. Usually a large aura means a strong, loving, or spiritual nature. Dim or short auras usually mean fear or constricted energy within an individual. So you see, there was actually a story about Edgar Cayce that he was approaching an elevator. When the elevator opened up, he was able to see auras. When this particular elevator opened up, he noticed that everybody in the elevator either didn't have an aura, or their auras were very close to their bodies. Well, something about the information that he got there told him not to get in the elevator. And he just decided to take another elevator. And approximately 8 to 10 minutes later, that elevator, the cable snapped, and it plummeted to the ground, which it seemed like the people who had auras that were close to their bodies got hurt pretty bad. The ones who didn't have auras were killed. So you see, if you want to take that story to heart and say, okay, how important are the chakras and the auras? I think you can use the chakras themselves as a balance and alignment to see auras. And in the process of seeing auras, you can get so much information about people, situations, and what was going on at that time. So you see how important it is. The more you use these techniques to heighten your intuition, your psychic abilities, and your awareness of your environment, you'll see how it protects you, helps you, and keeps you out of situations that you probably would have walked into blindly. Okay. And with that situation, although your experiences with seeing auras aren't likely to be so dramatic, you will receive great insights into your relationships and with others through this ability. There's more. The more you work on opening your third eye chakra, the easier it is to see the energy field or aura around other people. Auras look like a wave. They look like the waving energy field around the sun. Have you ever seen the sun? And are you? It's like, pay attention to what you see when you see movies, and they always have that energy around the sun. Or how would you just describe it? They are constantly shifting in size and shape and colors, in perfect unison with person's thoughts and emotions. So it's like a mood ring. Some people can have too much red, too much orange, that kind of thing. And it shows you about, it just gives you insights to personality. You know, you might see lots and lots of yellow. You might actually see lots and lots of orange. And sometimes when you see lots of orange, it's the overemphasis on spirituality in some sense of the word, of trying to get balance too. Too much orange could also indicate the idea of over-sexually, of balancing out the chakra as well. So the best thing to do is you're looking and you're sitting there focusing on a person. A lot of us do see auras and we're just not really aware of it. It's like when we're looking at trees and plants and that kind of stuff. Some people just see the white. You know, they see an energy force around everything. It's just the idea of if you are a person who notices those kind of things, what you need to do is sit there and focus and work on it some more. Because if you can see the energy field, it just takes a little bit of practice to actually see colors. And a lot of people actually start off first, since they can see the energy field, they'll start using their third eye, and they'll also start using, what was I going to say, using their imagination. Okay? Yeah, it's just the idea of giving your mind a blueprint. Okay, an orange aura does this, a yellow aura does this, a combination of rainbows, and that thing. And pretty soon you'll start noticing that you start seeing these things automatically because you've been practicing. It just starts with the intuition and your imagination, but the imagination is foundation and manifestation. So if you're trying to manifest the idea of seeing auras, it'd be a great place to start. And as we're going over some of this stuff, it can be taxing on people too. You know, during guided meditations, just focus. Okay? So it's like some people meditate in the mornings. Some people are looking for messages from their angels and that kind of stuff. And you say you want to start working more with your chakras. It's the ideal, you know, during your guided meditations, focus on what you see. Focus on what you feel. And focus on each one of the chakras. See what picks up there. You know, these are just simple techniques to get you familiar, to connect with the chakras, so therefore you know where they're at. The visuals are good because you're able to go there. But after you go there for a bit of time and you kind of like let yourself go of opening up to seeing, feeling, whatever it is, you're going to start feeling these things. You're going to start knowing that they're there. You know, notice the size. Notice your size. Ask yourself, just intuitionally, look at the whole thing. Ask your angels to work with you. My root chakra. I think I might have some problems with my root chakra. So can you help me see what it is? By helping that connection open up too, you're not just not opening the connection with your angels even more with the communication, you're also opening up a communicational center in your body to hear those and feel those and sense them even more. You know, it's one of those things that just getting in the habit of just doing it every day, and then the next thing you know, you're going to be just doing it spontaneously. Yeah, notice the lights. Is your ruby red? Is your ruby red? Of course your ruby's red. What I meant to say was, is your root chakra ruby red, or is it murky brown? Is it like your sacral chakra? Is it orange? Or is it really orange? Or is it murky? Muddy orange, which means that you've picked up some negative residue that you need to get rid of. Once you get into a consistent habit of daily chakra clearing, your spiritual sight will open further. So it's like solar plex can also work with your third eye, your solar plex can work with your third eye, your ear chakras, your ear chakra, your eye chakra, and putting all those things in one, this, and that, and the other. Okay? What you're trying to do is basically you go over them one at a time. As you're going over them one at a time, you're also trying to get them so they can all work together. So when you're focusing on, you're in a situation that feels uncomfortable to you, you know, pay attention to your solar plex chakra. What is it saying? Is it like, are you getting butterflies? Are you, pay attention to your throat chakra? Are you having a tough time speaking your mind, that kind of stuff? And then use your aura, as in like I call it, the spidey sense, of what kind of, feel the environment around you. And you're thinking to yourself, okay, how can you do all this at the same time? Well, after you practice, and especially in meditation, and getting yourself to that point, like I said before, you know, you can start seeing things very clearly. When you walk up to people, before you even say a word to them, you're already picking things up about them. And it definitely really affects your third eye chakra, good or bad, on how these are aligned and balanced and cleansed. And also the same thing I said before, it's like your aura. Walk into a room. What's it feel like? What kind of energy is going on here? Is it positive, negative? Is there anger? Is there happiness, joy here? Well, the process of those things depends on how wide open your third eye is. Because a lot of people, when they come and walk in a room and they feel negative about the whole thing, they don't want to see what's going on either. They kind of shut all the systems, kind of not really shut down, but they just come in closer. You will see the energy centers within yourself and others. Your clairvoyance will allow you to see others' true colors. You'll see their true colors or their auras. Sometimes you don't see the whole aura. Sometimes you just see colors. And like, for example, when I sit and do readings for people, that kind of stuff, that's one of those things I'm still working on. I think there's people who are gifted to see auras very clearly for reasons. I mean, that's what they're here to do. It's their expertise. Other people do readings and that kind of stuff. I mean, when I do readings with people and people ask me, can you see anything about can you see anything about my auras? My third eye will kick in and I can see it then. But what happens is I just see the colors I need to bring to their attention that they can focus on. And that's a good example, too, a lot of times with situations, like in relationships and work and careers and all this kind of stuff. If these things are not working or you don't feel comfortable in those situations, or you feel like you're drawn to more, the idea of working with your chakras and your auras and your abilities is to open up, because you're getting messages in some kind of sense of the word, but you're not getting them clearly. So the best thing to do is to start clearing the channels. Once you start clearing those channels, don't be surprised if you really start feeling like you're being drawn to a certain area, or just the idea of being drawn forward to go away from your present situation, which means you're asking for change and they're guiding you to do so. Now it's time to do the work, which is basically start doing those chakra clearings in the morning. Start doing those chakra clearings at night. If you're in the middle of the day and you feel like you need to do a chakra clearing at lunch, listen to your intuition. They're happening for a reason. And the more you clear those channels, the more clear the answers and the messages are going to be. That's the important thing about chakras and auras and your abilities. That's one reason why I think we all should be working with any kind of abilities we have. So, because it just enhances our decision-making. It does. It really does. If you're a person who just, you know, wants to do other things in your environment, sea salt baths. Hey, you can see ideal. See how wonderful. It's just wonderful. Energetic and healing effects upon the body that a sea salt bath can do for you. Okay? Avoid bath salts containing chemicals. They're expensive anyway, of course. You can purchase wonderful sea salt in the spice section of any health food store. Many mainstream grocery stores also carry these things. But if you can't really find them right there, one thing you can do is the internet is, there's access to the internet for everybody. I know a lot of people out there don't have the access to access to even health food stores, let alone metaphysical stores. So check it out in your grocery store. You might be surprised at Walmart and these places you can actually find this. I was actually surprised when I was in Colorado that they actually had an all-natural health food section at Walmart. You know, different kind of mayonnaise, organic. So, you know, just keep your eyes open and check these places first before you dismiss them. Because there's all ways around you to keep that going. Also suggest that you get some Multivite bath salts. That really raises the vibration. And when you raise the vibration with that, it's a green kind of resonance there, because it'll bring open, you know, open up the heart chakra, but it'll also open up more opportunities to have an abundant life. Now, what means abundant means happy, loving. And when you open up to more of being abundant and loving and just joyous, you attract other joyful opportunities to have exactly what you want. Career, the right person, the right career, unexpected money, all this other stuff comes in. Okay. Also, you could do this too, is a quick way to clear the chakras and revive the spirit is to soak in a warm bath filled with sea salt and fragrant essential oils. So usually talk about lavender, peppermint. I actually got this one called Angel. It's like a cologne. It's an oil, but it's like a cologne for men, Angel. Very strong scent, and it's great. Women just love it. I like to smell it myself. But you definitely can find this on the internet. So check that out too, because that's Multivite. I'm not really sure of that. I wish I knew the spelling on that Multivite thing. I've been wanting to get some myself. And all you need is plain sea salt, nothing elaborate. And a few drops of any kind of essential oil that you feel drawn to get. These have some really cool ones down at this one. I used to have a friend of mine who had a metaphysical store when I lived in Colorado. And some of these places, if you can find a really nice metaphysical store, or maybe you can find one on the internet too as well. They have a lot of the essential oils. And the one I used to like was called Country Kitchen. It was like orange vanilla. And it's just one of those things, you know, we're looking for things to raise the vibration, you know, of our bodies to align with what we want. And anything that makes you feel good, you know, orange vanilla, It's a nice set of like walking into your grandmother's kitchen when she used to bake when you were younger. If you've had that kind of experience, or just being around a bakery, anything. And then if you also, these are just quick ways, because I'm going to go over to chakras real quick too as well, the colors and that kind of stuff. And because we've gone over, and that, all the colors we just went over, those are all colors for the aura, okay? And you could also get flowers, essence, and aromatherapy. Fragrance of certain flowers up in the chakras. For instance, pink roses open the heart chakras, stargazers and tulips open the third eye and crown chakra. You can derive these benefits from having the actual flowers nearby. For example, you get some stargazers and put them in your office or next to your bed. Or by using flower essence, you could flower essence vials, put them around, that kind of stuff. Massage therapy, therapeutic massages increases the flow of chi energy and release darkened spots from the chakras. It's best to have a massage in a tranquil environment, such as a dim room with quiet background music. Try to work with a massage therapist who has a pleasant demeanor. Otherwise, you may inadvertently absorb his or her negative energy. So you want to work with somebody that you're comfortable with, maybe somebody referred or kind of stuff, but definitely who's always in a good mood, who also does this too. I've noticed that a lot, if you've ever seen some therapists, they actually have a tendency to wash their hands a lot. That's getting rid of the negative energy off their arms and their hands. Because when you're working with people to relieve those things, it goes somewhere. And if you, I've sit there and seen it myself when I look at a lot of people who do massages. Some of them don't do the work to clear the energy from their arms and their hands. And if you don't see auras, the best way to tell if a person who does massages does do the right techniques and get rid of the energies, the ones who don't usually have joint pain in their hands and their wrists and their elbows. The ones who don't are usually the ones that do the energy, and those are the ones you want to work with. Massage is so cool. Okay? And if you can't see yours, when you see them, it appears as if they are wearing long black gloves. You can deter that this effect by placing several live plants near your arms while you work. So see, if you're a person out there who does massage there and you're wondering how was there some easy techniques to do that whole thing, you will see a lot of places. I've seen this before myself in chiropractors' offices. A lot of things have a lot of plants and that kind of stuff. Those are really good for eliminating negative energy. They just don't absorb carbon dioxide and emit oxygen. They also bring in these other ones too as well. Crystals are powerful agents for charge and healing. Crystals that correspond to chakra colors are especially effective for clearing chakras. Lie down, place the crystals on top of the body with locations of each chakra. Here's a few suggestions for crystals that you can use for the chakras. So the root chakra, you could use red tiger eye, red jasper, garnet, and ruby. And for the sacra, you can use carnelian, hematite, solarplex, citrine, yellow venetrine, yellow topaz, amber, yellow jasper. Now the heart chakra, rose quartz, we all know. Emeralds, green and pink. Tourmalines. Let's see, throat chakra, blue lace, garnet, blue topaz, aquamarine, topaz, I'm sorry, not topaz, it's turquoise.
ear chakras, pink, tourmaline, and then we have third eye, clear quartz, moonstone, sapphire. Crown is sugar light, and amethyst. Let's go ahead and take a call here. Hello, area code 214. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi there.
And where are you calling from?
From Dallas, Texas.
And what's your name? First name, please.
This is Fran.
Say it one more time. I heard it, but it was like you blipped out for a second.
Fran.
You've called before,
haven't you? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just take a deep breath here, guys. So, do you have a few questions for us, or do you have any comments about the show itself?
Well, I love the show, and the line is clearer today, which is great.
You got that right, yeah.
Yeah. It seems like what I found since January of this year, anything that has to do with spirituality or of some sort, when it comes across on radio or on talk shows, there's always a lot of interference that happens.
It probably has to do with the energy, and I've actually been thinking
yeah.
about, as we're sitting here talking with the chakras and the auras and that kind of stuff, I was actually thinking that because they said you should do chakra clearings before you go to work, before you do things, and I'm like, maybe we should start doing more before I go on. And I actually was doing some chakra clearings before we actually went on the air tonight, too. So it might be making a big difference, and I think we should continue to do that. Because I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking, it was like, I noticed that when I really get passionate and I really get into the subject that we're talking about, which is pretty much all of them, that's when we start having the interference and people can't hear me. Or I have a person who calls on the line and I feel very passionate of trying to get enough information across to them, hoping that what I say and what is resonating through, they're going to change something about the situation. And sometimes I can, then we had problems with that too. Well, I was sitting there talking to this lady on the phone, and when I sit here, well, I wasn't on the phone, but as we were talking on the show, I noticed that every time we would say something that wasn't a negative, she could look at it as being negative, but what we're saying when we looked at the situation and we kind of kept on saying, well, this is what we see, and we really don't see it going anywhere. Well, for some reason, she decided to latch onto it even tighter. So I'm very straightforward. And I told her, I said, okay, I want to ask you one question. She goes, what's that? I said, why are you latching onto this even tighter now than you did before? And she's like, well, I said, well, if you really don't know, you do know, and I'll bring it out for you, which is basically that what we've, because I had like, there was three or four of us that night. It was on my late night show at midnight, and I know that every time we would say something, she would come back in a defensive way. And then,
oh, I think I remember that.
Yeah, so I sit here and told her,
yes.
I said, what you're doing is, every time we say something, it's ringing too truthful to you, so therefore you're latching onto it even more. But I said, it doesn't really matter what I think or don't think. I think you should ask yourself the same question. Why are you latching onto something that pretty much is ringing true that you already know that you need to let go of? But now you're even more now. No, I'm not going to do it. So
yeah, the intellect doesn't want to let go because its job is to protect at all costs. And so it's going through the
fantasy.
Brain and it doesn't want to resonate.
Yeah, protect the fantasy. Because as we were sitting talking, we started realizing she had never gone out with the guy. She never had a relationship with him. They had just reconnected from high school. So the first thing that came to me was, There was something that she, I think it was one of those situations where this was a person that she wanted to date or wanted something with that kind of got away, and now she has a second chance. So she's not really focusing on him as he is right now. She's still she's focusing on him when he was then, because she still has that fantasy in her head. And every time we would say this, I noticed that she would get quieter and quieter. And then Amy came across, because the lady goes, are you sure you're talking about the same person? What's he look like? So I said, and I came back and said, there's a prime example. You're still looking for ways to justify hanging on to him.
Yes.
So it was kind of freaky, but I got really passionate about that because I knew for a fact that she let go of this, so much was coming in.
that was so positive for her, but this was blocking it from coming in.
Yeah.
Did you have a question? I'm sorry.
Well, oh, no. I'm all for talking and listening and growing. Well, I am calling. One of my questions has to do with one of my dogs. I have two dogs and two cats, but it's to do with one of my dogs, and it's Gizmo. Gizmo, and she seems to always, like the last 2 months, she just seems to have a short temper with her sister dog, whose name is Furby, and she just keeps getting at her. And I don't know what seems to have set her off.
The one thing I keep getting is there's a big connection here where it's like an energy thing. The dog is being, is reacting to some energy around him, her, both of them.
Okay.
It's like, because when I look at the situation, it's like a bounce back and forth. And then one dog gets irritated and goes off on the other one.
Yeah.
And I really don't think it's even the other one. And then the energy I get, that's what I'm saying. It just seems like there's, I've been seeing this a lot with everybody and anything, because it seems like the last couple of weeks we've been subjected to some really solar flares and the sun reacting in a certain way. And then we've also got solar winds that come through, and they're not getting in really strongly if we didn't have an atmosphere, but they still do have an effect just like the moon does in its situation, that kind of way. And that was kicking me in the head a lot, too.
Right.
So I started noticing a lot of that with a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things of, oh, how you do this. It's looking at the thing. I keep seeing energy in the environment, like there's things coming in. It's like people don't realize that meteors are constantly hitting the Earth. Not in the sense of a big word, but there's still residue from those things getting through. But they don't get through to the point where they're solid, but there is solar, I guess you'd call it dust or something from the meteors themselves, which is still going to affect certain people in that kind of way. Well, energies are the same way. That's why I keep seeing here with energies coming in from, they go and come, and the dog is, I don't feel like the dog does it all the time, but there are times more than ever when this thing comes in and it bounces off.
I feel bad for the other one because the one that keeps getting gets at, her eyesight is 80% gone, and so she kind of can't fend for herself.
Right. So you feel like she's in danger?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Some ways you feel like the dog's being taken advantage of by the other one?
Yeah, at times.
Well, I get the impression he does have that personality. Okay, so, you know.
Okay.
And
okay.
That's what keep like to be dominant, but I'm just saying the energy has a tendency to affect him even more. Where
Got
it's
it.
Like, yeah, so you would see that more.
The other night, day before, I was in my room, actually, which is my, I'm living at my sister's place, but in my niece's room where I sleep, I was cleaning around and I noticed a dog nail, like a dog claw nail, and it's not from my dogs. Like, they're not missing any nails. So it was unusual that I found that.
Now say it one more time. You said something about nails?
Yeah, a dog nail. And it wasn't from my dogs. And I don't have any other pets, you know, dogs in the house. They just seem very strange.
Huh. That is strange. I feel like you got some...
Because, and it looks familiar because in past I found, like, in total three times also in past over the year. And I've checked my dogs, and, you know, it wasn't from my dogs, but a dog nail is there, a whole nail. And it's in perfect condition. And so I was surprised to see it again. I thought, oh, I don't like this.
Where'd you find the nail at?
In the bedroom. The bedroom that I'm sleeping in.
That's crazy. I'm trying to figure out how to do that. Yeah, I keep telling everybody to be a little patient with me today because after the accident I was in yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was like, the situation is, if anybody knows about exercising, there's a thing called a hyperextension bench, which is actually you're laying flat, and, your upper body's hanging out over the bench, and your feet are supported by a beam, and you go down, and you work your lower back. Well, as I was working out, the support, it supports my feet, broke loose, and I slammed my face into the cement floor.
Oh, joy.
So I have a right now I have a broken nose and 9 stitches and a concussion.
No. Oh,
so I told everybody, I said, well, yesterday, last night, I still did my show. I actually did my 9 o'clock show and my midnight time show, and I was actually surprised that I was actually able to be pretty accurate.
And you don't sound like Donald Duck today.
Yes. I think it's different when you get a broken nose instead of just a smashed nose. I noticed this when I've been. I think this is actually the first time I've ever had a broken nose. The first time I've been smacked in the nose many times, and those things do swell up, and I smell like Donald Duck and the whole freaking bit. But this time it's just broken, and the biggest concern here is not to get a sinus infection. So I'm like, okay. Thank you for bringing my attention, but sometimes I feel like they should not tell me anything. Then I want nothing to worry about. No power suggestion here. You know what I mean? So we have a bedroom. Yep. We have a bedroom with a toenail, right? Well, I guess it'd be a toenail. They don't have hands, but you know what I mean. That's what I was saying. I was sitting here looking at the situation. You know, I sit here looking at this thing, I feel like that, I don't know. To me, it just seems like when I look at the house, I'm just picturing these things in my head. I keep seeing the dogs. You didn't have this house built. People used to live in this house before you, right?
Yeah, it's my sister's house.
The way it comes to me, it seems like that it's like your dogs have found other dog toenails. From previous pets being there before, that's what I get. These dogs do not really go outside, do they?
My dogs, yeah, they like going outside.
So do they spend a lot of time outside?
50-50, but they always sleep inside the house, but they like to sit outside if I'm outside.
Yeah, because I'm just saying with the situation, I mean, we have dogs that go outside, but they just go outside to use the bathroom. Maybe 20 minutes, and they're back inside.
Yeah, kind of like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so when you have that kind of situation going on, so I don't see it for any reason to be alarmed.
Okay. Well,
I have seen situations like this before when you have a dog spirit in the house. It's kind of crazy. People pick up this kind of stuff with toenails and that kind of stuff, which means that the dog had been there before, which is still there spiritually.
Right.
That's why I was asking about the house, if it was a house that somebody was there before your sister.
Yes. It was an older lady.
Yeah, because when I sit there and picture the house, I picture these dogs of yours finding these toenails by digging at the the floorboards and stuff like that. You know, the trim, I don't know what they call that, molding around the doors and the walls and that kind of stuff. I mean, if you got carpet in your house, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what I saw. I saw the carpet, I saw the floors. And sometimes the idea of having animals in there, they'll lose their tail. And somehow, when we walk on the floor, the vibration of the floors will take anything like that and just get picked up. And it slowly vibrates them to the side. For some reason, it goes to the side. And then they'll get anything. And then dogs will start sniffing things because they're picking up other dogs.
Mm.
I thought this was like a thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry. Some people, when they call in, I kind of freak out because I don't know how they're going to react. Because I know them. But, because I was looking at the whole thing. And right now, I've changed everything, too. Now you can call me through Skype directly. I have a phone number you can call through now if anybody wants to give me readings and that kind of stuff. And I recommend right now, for some reason, it seems like as we get closer to the summer months, going into spring, it's good to get your past life readings on those things too as well. For some reason, between the months of May and June, people experience more things of habits, certain situations of themselves that they want to explore more. I don't know what it is. It's like I was sitting doing research too, and I found out that people get it wrong every time they think about suicides. I told someone about this. I said, what month do you think it is out of the year that there's the most suicides? Now, the first thing came up was either December, January, and some people were kind of picking up around June, too. And I said, nope, you're all wrong. It's May.
May, huh.
Do they really know why? No. But they did notice that there is a bigger escalation in suicides around May than any other month of the year. So we sit there and look at the situation. The reason I bring these things up too is because even those situations, while I was sitting there talking to some friends, I'm like, I want to sit there and take every situation that you think are negative and turn them into a positive. And they were like, how can you do that? Suicide's a suicide. I said, yeah, but if you really look at a suicide, I guarantee you there was some kind of awareness. Something around the situation was brought to everybody's awareness. That's the positive. Now we can work on a inner solution. So same thing with marriage. We've started talking about people talk about there's 97%. This I heard this in a book, and I also heard it from this crazy woman who loved to repeat all the time. 97% of abusive men will never change. And she goes, and what she the reason she brought it up, because she's like, she goes, you got very angry, and so I was classified as an abusive man. And I was like, really? She goes, why? You think you're in the 3%? Why cannot it be in the 3%? I think we should focus more on the 3% so we can actually take the 3% and turn it into 97%. But everybody wants to focus on that big percent because it's a bigger percentage. I'm not realizing that anything can change if we look at the more positive side. And the 3% is positive of this situation. So therefore, I think we keep telling people this stuff. I think it's more of a power of suggestion that says these things than actually doesn't mean. I know for a fact that everything can change from the negative to the positive. Actually, it's not, even scientifically, it's been proven the same thing too. So to sort of put certain limitations on people, I think it's people who are. I think there's people out there who like those kind of statistics because they can justify why they're still hanging on to what they're doing. I've been abused, and this is why. Instead of looking at the situation, go, okay, what are you here for? I don't think you're a banner for abused women. I think you're a banner to show that we can go from victimhood and actually be something of an asset to the point where we can actually change all these things. And that's the point. What is your service? Is to turn negatives into positive. I always thought that in the first place. I always tell people, I think that we're all here to do service. We just have to find out what that service is, and usually to find that service to humanity is also to do a service to yourself, which is what you love to do. Because the more you love what you do, the more effective you are at what you do. These stitches are hurting, sorry. No, I got one. Actually, what happened, I busted the bottom of my eye open. And then right across the bridge of my nose. And then it was really hard to sneeze last night. I will say that. I don't feel it all the time. But
it's going to be the worst thing.
Yeah, so I'm sitting looking at the thing going, okay, my mom said, and then my mom's like, here, she goes, you know it's going to look a whole lot worse in the morning. I said, are you here to comfort me or what? That's not working. So I said, how about this? Tomorrow, you're going to feel a whole lot better because you've gotten past it one more day. And I said, that's what I can handle that. And if there's any psychics out there who can actually call me right now and tell me if I'm going to get some kind of good lawsuit out of this whole thing, I appreciate that because I'm debating on it. Seriously, mm-hmm. I'm debating if I should do anything about it or not, because realistically, to sit there and tell somebody that we're responsible for everything we do in our lives, every decision we make, kind of takes away from the situation, don't it? I'm sitting there looking at the thing going, was there something telling me not to get on that bench? I will say one thing. I did test the thing like 3 times before I actually got on it. So I was actually still surprised it came out because I sit there and seen it and pulled it and pulled it and pulled it. Like, it seems pretty strong. And then I got on the thing, got about 3 to 4 reps into the next thing you know. What happened was, when the thing came loose, I smacked the floor, rolled across the floor, and I was out for a couple of minutes. And then I came to, and I was kind of like there, and I was like freaking because I was trying to figure out what happened too, because I mean, when mm-hmm. I bleed like a faucet. So it was like, that was blood everywhere. I'm sort of going, what the hell happened? And then my head was just like, it felt like someone had taken a brick and hit me right in the face. Boom.
Wow.
Taking the cement, you ever seen the cement blocks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what it felt like, smack-oly. And people are going, jeez. But the positive is, guys, it taught me something too. You know, the situation, it really did. You know, I'm looking at the thing going, I was doing a routine, and something told me not to change the routine. Something told me to stick to the routine. And see, in the normal routine that I did, I was doing some circuit training. Mm. I don't do that exercise.
Uh-huh.
See, if I would have listened to my intuition on that part of it, not the idea if it was a bad equipment or good equipment, it was the idea I shouldn't I don't think I should have been using it at all, because something says stick to the routine. If I would have stuck to the routine, do you realize I got into this routine? That was like, I do a circuit training, so it's like 12 or 13 exercises I do one right after another. That was the third, that was the fourth one I did, and my routine was over.
Oh.
I was like, I didn't even get a chance to even do a whole workout, man. I was like, 3 exercises, boom, you're going to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
that's a good point that you brought up, that even though it was something that you always do, but even though it just seemed like, oh, I'm just going to change it out, and that little boy said, no, don't change it out, and you did, brings out a good thing that just always got to be aware of what the thing says as small as being like a no big deal.
Yeah, because I mean, it's like we talk about these things all the time, about people listening to their intuition, and when they don't, what happens?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what I was saying before. I mean, I can sit there and, I mean, I've already had one psychic tell me flat out that she felt like I was going to get a good settlement from this. They were going to come to me and say, we're going to settle out of court on this whole thing. Will you take this settlement? And she goes, this is a good chance for you to go to Colorado. Something.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm sort of going, but isn't it an easier way to get to Colorado than smashing my face into the concrete floor?
Gosh, yes.
I'm sorry, I got to laugh about this, even though it hurts.
I know, and, you know, that actually brings up a story about so a few months ago, and I got into a car accident, and, you know, didn't see it coming. In fact, it happened so quick. But at the time, I was also feeling insecure about money, and in a weird twist, I actually, you know, I got a lawyer on it, and because I got hit by another car, and so I actually got money from it, and it kind of worked out that way.
How fast did it take you to get your money?
What's that?
How long did it take to get your money?
It took, let's see, about 2 months, 2.5 months.
Mm-hmm. And so the insurance company?
Yes.
Yeah, because I was telling a friend of mine, I was like, see, my biggest thing is, I mean, I don't even know how would you even approach this, or would you want to, you know, that's what I'm saying. I'm kind of debating on the whole thing. That's what I was saying. If anybody had any insight, I was saying, okay, should I even do anything at all? Because, I mean, the doctor was telling me, she goes, well, think about this, or he did, think about this. I mean, these are bills that probably would never have happened if they would have taken it. Because this is the second time it's happened, that machine, I found out. This is not the first time. This is the second time it's happened. And it, you know, you figure after the first time, they would either fix it to where it would never happen, or they would throw it out the door. And I did notice that the machine had been tampered with again. So I just felt like, really seriously, I thought, sometimes you let down your intuition, and you just go and you just wing it. And you go, okay, look at it. It looks like it's pretty much, I guess you look at the situation, it's jammed to the point where someone has taken it and made it so it's stuck at one position. So therefore you're thinking, well, since it's stuck, it should be stuck for good. You didn't realize it was going to pop out of there or something, right?
Right.
So, so people are looking and that kind of stuff. And then, like I said, I've put it this way. I've talked to two psychics. One said settlement. The other one said she didn't see that. Now, I know she meant that she didn't see the other psychic, what she was seeing, or she didn't see nothing at all, because she's also a psychic who's working and on call, so she had to go take a call from a client. But I was trying to figure that whole thing out. And one thing I wanted to sit there and say one thing, too, about auras, and especially chakras. There's foods and substances that also affect chakras in a positive and negative way. And food and diet is very important. And they do say the closer you get to a vegetarian diet, the better off. But at the same time, you have to watch vegetarian diets, too, because they can actually, in some course of the word, if you don't really maintain and focus on, you know, basically, how would you put it, still having a balanced diet, but actually having a vegetarian diet can work against you too as well, especially when it comes to proteins and that kind of things. So if you're going to do that vegetarian diet, make sure that you do, monitor it, watch over it, that's a better word, watch over it, make sure, because like, I'll give you an example. These are foods that greatly affect your chakras in a negative way. Alcohol, caffeine, chocolate, cigarettes, cigars, drugs of any kind, of course, red meat, any food or substance that consume compulsively or addictively. This is a sign of divine guidance as being feared and avoided by the consumptions of substances. Now, Doreen Virtue even talks about when she was younger, she had a weight problem. That was because when she heard the voices and stuff, when she ate, they went away. Or people drink to do the same thing. They hear voices, they're a medium or a spiritualist or something like that. They hear the voices, so they'll drink to drown them out. Well, no pun intended, but drown them out. But I'm just saying, with the situation, they do affect. There's some foods that, and there's other foods that moderately affect them, like chicken and turkey. Mood altering or energy altering herbs. Calming or stimulating, it doesn't matter which one they are. They have a negative effect in somewhat on the chakras. Shellfish, bad one. White flour, white sugar. Most processed foods. So if you're eating Twinkies, that's a bad one. Because it's not just the sugar, but there's also chemicals in there too. And the chemicals, really, people don't understand when it comes to... Twinkies have chemicals in them anyway because of the way the substance of the Twinkie itself and the cream and that kind of stuff. But anytime you got white sugar, it's been bleached or chemically changed in some way. So you're getting chemicals with that as well. Anytime you introduce any kind of chemicals to the body, it's a foreign substance going into your body. So in the process of these other, like you have energies, these energy centers and your food and that kind of stuff in your body, dealing with these foods, it's also a distraction. You know, you're like eating cheese. Cheese will really, if you eat too much cheese, it slows your digestive system down. But it also, in the process of slowing that down, your body also slows down in other areas too. So, or if you, if you are a person who has O plus or O negative blood, that's a very old blood type, and they have trouble with grains and dairy products. So to tell that you do have problems with these is, when you consume them, you will either have, a lot of people who eat or drink milk a lot, I'm trying to take a deep breath here, they have migraines. And what's happening is you're getting, by consuming dairy products, mucus and certain things start building up in your system, and you start getting sinus problems, and then you get migraines. They also restrict blood vessels and that kind of thing too as well. So you start getting migraines and that kind of stuff. So you just change the ideal. And plus, realistically, the only mammals on this planet that eat milk
or drink milk after birth are humans. Every other species of male on this planet are mammals do not. They wean their young off milk and they never drink it again. It's just for the process of growth, brain function, and that kind of stuff when you're smaller. As you get older, it can actually work against you. You know, it's a good protein source, but it depends how you use that protein source. If you're a person who doesn't have a lot of activity in your life, like body, if you're a bodybuilder, just active, you know, or I get like what we'd say, construction and all that kind of good stuff. Those are very active careers, very active lives, and even executives and that kind of stuff. A lot of stress going on there. Then you could act, you know, a certain kind of evolution. You need more protein and more carbs, and milk is a good thing because people grab it and go. That's the convenience of it, but it can also work against you. But if you're not a person who's very active, same thing with vitamins. I've seen people take a slew of vitamins, but they don't really have it. They don't really have overactive lifestyle. That can actually work against you too. So what you do is, depending on your activity in your life, is how you determine how much vitamins you take, if you drink milk or foods and that kind of stuff. Because a lot of people, I was working for the carnival and I work out and I like climbing and I'm a very active person. So I take lots of vitamins, proteins, and that kind of stuff. And I'm always on the go. So I have protein powders and drinks and that kind of stuff. But I've also seen people do the same thing who sit at home and work on their computers or something like that. These are the people who have the big asses. But what's happening is your body's compensating everything. And if you're working, seriously, if a person really has, this might sound crazy, but if a person has a big ass, it's because the body is utilizing that part of the body, what they use all the time, which is they're sitting all the time. There's a lot of pressure there, really, seriously. The ideal, I mean, when we sit here and look at the situation of standing up straight as you're sitting in the chair, it's all energy. So the body compensates, though. So those people have a lot, usually their nutrition and all the stuff goes right to their stomach and their back part. Realistically, yeah. You know, I know this, guys, because, you know, not just, I'm a psychic, but I'm also a personal trainer, too. So I would study these things extensively. So, and also there's a part in here, too, that talks about exercise. Exercise is also an affects the chakras. Any kind of aerobic workout that gets you breathing in and out deeply with the accelerate, it will accelerate, will accelerate your chakras with an increased oxygen flow. Nature walks are also superb for opening the chakras. If you walk in a power center, such as near a large body of water, a forest, a vortex, such as energy forces in Sedona, Arizona, you will especially feel the impact of your chakra opening. In addition, yoga, Tai Chi movements increase the flow of chi or life energy or life force through your chakras. Let's go take another call. Area code 480. Welcome to the show.
Well, hey, Donnie. It's Wanda.
Really? Did you change your phone number?
Well, I was having problems with the phone, and plus, yeah, he did cut it off, but I paid the bill, and it's just a big mess up. So, and they sent me a replacement phone, but I just went and bought a temporary phone at Walmart to use till my new one comes. So I think I don't know if I'm gonna keep the same old number or not, but I have my phone situation kind of straight.
So you went to Walmart and got you a phone. What kind of phone did you get?
I just went and got a Verizon phone. It's like $14, and it has $10 on it. I got unlimited days. I have 5 unlimited days on this. That's why I did it. So I just have it till I get my other one. Should maybe be here tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, I just got something to give me through next few days.
Okay.
Guess what? Another person I've been kind of talking to, their computer went out. I don't know if I've ever mentioned it. It's always something with other guys and their computers that I'm dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Is this just a big coincidence?
What? This other person's, theirs went out too?
Yeah. Another ex I contacted, his computer crashed. And he said all kinds of spyware was on it. He didn't understand how it got there.
Oh, really?
Really.
There's spy. Are we being ripped off out there, guys, with this supposedly spyware and this stuff that's supposed to be keeping our, protecting our computers? Because it seems like every time you turn around, someone has this stuff on their computers, and they're still getting these crashing viruses. Kind of makes me wonder. I got one the other day. It says, "This is a free. This is the one that costs $19.95. But here's the one you can use. This one to clear your computer out, but this one's free." So I went and did the whole thing, and then it comes in and says, "You got 15,000 viruses on your computer, and we can get rid of 100 for you, but then you got to upgrade to the other one to get rid of the rest of them." I said, "Isn't that like blackmail?"
Oh no, it's a scam. It's not even real.
And then last week, something came up on my computer, and it said, "You are in danger. Danger, Mr. Smith." Then, you know.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
It pops up on my computer.
No, this is for real, though.
No, but this thing popped up on my computer and stayed there for almost 3 days. Everything did.
Oh, it ain't real. You got to click it out. But Lane said he'd been looking at your site and wondering what was up. I'm like, okay. I just don't know what's going on. It's just getting really
looking at
ridiculous.
Whose site? You said Lane's been looking at whose site?
No. Lane had mentioned, God said, he stole my computer. He said, yeah, he was wondering about you, Donnie Hughes. And he's looking at your site, you know, because I had it on my computer. I had it up.
So what's wrong with it?
What's wrong with what?
Well, you said he was looking at my site. What's wrong with my site?
That Patrick was.
Oh.
Not Lane. Lane wasn't looking. Just saying Patrick was.
Okay.
Just
wondering why. Oh, so he saw the whole thing, and so he was wondering why you're on there, probably?
Yeah.
I don't believe in psychics, but I call them all the time. Okay, yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah, it's just really getting crazy. But like I say, Keith said he had a problem with his computer. Then the other one, the attorney, his business computer crashed. Then every time I tried to email James to see if he was okay, just crazy things. Every time I type in letters, little encrypted things were surrounding all my words. And then another David that I know, he was erased from my computer.
Really?
Yeah, and I didn't do it.
Crazy shit. Don't you want to shoot those people who do that kind of crazy thing? I don't want you to be with anybody else either.
Apparently. It's crazy. And it won't stop, and I'm tired.
Yes, but you are a being of light. So what are we going to do about it?
That's
overlapping.
Almost anything I can do.
Chakras look like overlapping fan blades sometimes.
I'm so tired. I really want to press criminal charges, and I just really need to take my time and do this right. So this has to stop.
I understand. It seems like what the situation you're talking about is, you know, it's just craziness. I just want to mention people out there, too, when we're talking about donations and that kind of stuff. Donate to the show. I'd really appreciate it, especially around these days, because the next 2 days, I'm not really in the process of actually working. I hate to say it that way, but I was in an accident yesterday, which is kind of like, I have a broken nose, concussion, and stitches in my face, so therefore, you know, we're just putting things out. And the reason I'm even saying anything about the whole situation in the first place is because it happened. I would say it happened when it did, but you can take that back. But at the same time, everything's coming in right now, so therefore, we're just trying to make sure we keep everything going. And like I said, the format of the show, and Wanda can protest to this, that when people call in here, you don't get many readings. You get readings. So when I say free readings, you're getting exactly just that. You're getting free readings. So the reason I ask for donations and I do private reading is because I believe that you can't really, in the time allotted on the show, you really can't get that full, complete reading in there. Because I'm talking about 60 to 90 minutes. And I'll go over it real quick too. In a 60 or 90 minute reading, what you're getting is you're going to get a card reading, which is actually angel cards and tarot cards. You're also getting questions answered. If you have anything that you wanted to throw in there, that kind of time a lot, you can actually I do past life reading, that's when I would go back in your past and pick up on things. Now, past life regressions, that's different. That's solely you going back in meditation and that kind of stuff. So that would probably take about an hour and a half. But there are definitely different situations that go through all that kind of stuff. So, like I was telling everybody, you donate $12 to the show, you get a 5-card angel reading. It's a 5-card foundation pyramid reading, which is a 30 to 45 minute session. And right now, if you donate $99 to the show, $99 to the show, just this week only, you'll get 60 to 90 minute sessions. So check it out. Do what you got to do. Because right now, if you look at my website, you'll see that actually each one of those sessions go for $99. So you can get 6 of $99. That's a heck of a situation because you can spread them out. You can do relationship counseling and use 3 of those sessions and still have 3 to do whatever you want with and give them to a friend, give them to a, say you have a girlfriend or a person who's kind of giddy about getting readings and that kind of stuff. You want to give her an example, you can give her one, that kind of stuff. It just frees you up. And we got all these, actually we got what, Easter going coming up now and birthdays and that kind of stuff. So check it out. This week only, $9 donations, you'll get 6. And I always tell people, call me up and make an offer. If you don't have $99, I mean, like I said before, I had a lady call me up last week and she said, I don't have $99, but I have $50. So kind of got 3 sessions. Since she was so bold and came forward and said, okay, this is what I want, I gave her an additional one. So she got 4 for 50. So, call in, guys. The prices are there, but they're written in stone. If you have anything close to that, I've never turned anybody down. I've never said no to anybody. So there, jump in there and do it. But still, this format of this show is still free readings. So the donations are just basically to keep the show going on, but it's also your way of giving back. Because I guarantee every time you donate $5 to this show, it touches 5 people. Those will touch 5 people. When I do readings like on the air and that kind of stuff, there's 5 people out there probably getting the answers to their questions too. So see, I just want to keep that format going. So Wanda, do you have any questions today? Like this Patrick thing. Patrick seems
shit. You know what you told me back December the 26th? You say I got a memory. December the 26th when I first ever talked to you. You told me, you said, Wanda, I don't really see Patrick going anywhere. You told me that.
Right.
Even though we broke up, you say you don't really see him going anywhere.
Nope.
And he has not went anywhere.
And it drives you crazy, don't it?
Yes. I mean, I'm trying to move on and, move on my life, but he's always in there. My computer, someone tried to contact me. I tried to contact them back. And I just can't get them. I'm emailing. I'm like, I know they're not ignoring me, but I'm not getting them back. And now their name is erased from my computer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drives me freaking crazy.
It's just too many coincidences.
Yeah, we know about coincidences. Coincidences don't exist, so there's something going on in that situation. I got two other people I got 2 other people here on the line, so
okay. Well, what I was gonna say, okay. We don't have to go very in depth into what yesterday. It didn't happen, and that's fine. I wonder how it's negative, ugly, anything. Yesterday just didn't happen, and who's to say it's not going to happen tomorrow? That's fine.
Right.
I mean, from reading my own cards, it seems like something is going to happen soon. What do you think? Even though yesterday started off really bad because my phone was off, even though I paid the bill the day before, it's just a big old mess, but it was starting off a bad day. But it cleared out by the time, noon hit or whatever. I was calm, but
you were calm.
Holy mackerel. Mighty strange. How can I can't even activate my own phone. I feel he has something to do with that. See, this person is driving me crazy and making me kind of paranoid. But Well,
it sounds like it
mean?
Is affecting in some ways, too, like you letting his energy come in, and that's not good. Let his energy go in.
It's hard to get it out because it's everywhere, and I'm not even seeking it. But
okay.
mm-hmm. But what do you see as far as the, do you see anything coming sooner? You know, I might have missed my date of what we're talking about, but do you see it? I feel it sooner. I'm just not sure, and that's fine. It won't have an exact date.
I was interested. Yes, I would say the same thing, too. I don't feel like it's going to be months. I feel like it's coming soon. You know,
yeah.
I keep seeing these days keep coming, but going back and forth. And sometimes I think it's a situation of this Patrick energy not helping the situation either. You know, I sit and look
at
these things. Yeah, I sit and look at these situations and go, okay. Feel new, like, new people coming in, and when they don't come in, it's kind of, it baffles me, too. I always tell people, if you get readings, don't sit there and get pissed off because something didn't happen. Call me back, talk to me about the whole situation, and let's figure out what happened in those situations. Because there's
right,
a lot more to it.
I'm not even blaming you, not for one minute, because it was a horrible day, and I felt he was preventing my phone from getting cut on.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big old mess. But that's what I feel. I don't did all this work and energy work mm-hmm. and everything just so I can meet this person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to find Patrick or get him back or anything, but he
right.
just—he's just meddling with me, and I just don't know what else to do. I just want to move on with my life, and I want to
okay.
get with the person I'm supposed to get with. So I'm just thinking, well, what can I do? And you're right. Even Amy said this on her show in February the 4th. No,
uh-huh.
I'm sorry, January the 4th on Amy's show. And she told me, yeah, I'm good with dates. She told me, she said,
mm-hmm.
I am not going to be able to get this person until I get rid of the Patrick thing. And I said, well, the other person just won't know about Patrick. She said, oh, no, he'll know. You know, he said that he'll know. And she said, I have to get rid of that Patrick energy, just like you were talking about. And I'm
mm-hmm.
doing everything on my part to get rid of that energy, but it just chasing me. I'm not, you know, trying to get him.
Okay, Wanda, hold on. Take a deep breath. I just want to say, I want to sit there and say, okay, area code 818.
Hello?
Yeah, you're there, and then 214, you're there too, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I want you to just hold on. And we're getting like down to 7 minutes in the show, but just hold right there. I will get to both of you after I get done talking to Wanda. I just wanted to bring you on, because I'm gonna leave you on. I'm just saying, just give me the time to work with her, and I'll definitely get with you guys, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. But Wanda, one thing you need to do is you need to work on that energy. One thing you should start doing is stop thinking about Patrick like he doesn't exist anymore.
Donnie, I hear what you're saying, but every time I go to my computer, he don't done something else.
Well, I know
it's hard
that.
Not to think of Patrick when I'm trying to contact someone and he don't erase them. It's not that I'm trying to think about him. He's injecting himself.
That's
it's like,
true.
Oh, I'm minding my own business and he's jumping in my face. It's kind of hard to ignore someone that's jumping in your face.
Well, let me give you one technique that I would use. And I've done this before. I changed the name. So every time something happens, instead of saying, Patrick did it again, I would sit here and go, Joe has tapped into my computer. The energy
Lucifer.
Is doing
yeah.
Yeah, the thing has changed right then and there because you're diverting it to another energy of another person, as in it doesn't exist, so the energy is going up that way. Instead of giving it to him, where he'll continue to do it. I just feel like if you start doing things like that and do certain techniques to take the energy away from him, then he'll lose interest in the whole thing. He'll stop doing it.
But why is he still doing it? I mean,
sometimes in situations, the idea of trying to figure out why he's doing it is a trap in itself, trying to get you to focus on it.
Uh-huh.
It's like send out sporadic energy and it doesn't make any sense at all, and it never will
You're
make
right.
any sense. It's just pulling you into the situation of making you think about him. That's the common denominator,
yeah.
It's just making you think about him.
You're right. It's like asking, why does a dog bark? Why even question it?
Yeah, it's also the same thing about fish. Fish swim in water. Do they need to know what water is to live? No, they just do.
Uh-huh. You're right. I'm just, I just so tired of him. Like I said, he doesn't want me. Lord knows, I know he doesn't want me. Lying about he has a girlfriend, hey, that's fine. I just laugh it off. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're right. I do think it made him angrier, but it didn't faze me. And maybe that's why he got so angry.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't think he would care.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm going to try to redirect the name and the energy. So what are you seeing now for the future with this person?
Oh, I mean the new person coming in?
Okay, well, I'm going to hurry up. But what do you see or feel as far as with the new person?
I guess you would say the totally opposite of what you have with Jasper. Who the hell's Jasper? Also, when the energy, when you change the energy and you start talking about somebody else when Patrick does things, also do it in a very
mm-hmm.
positive way. Like if it's like you could actually focus on somebody you actually do like and say, okay, Robert just did something to my computer. Isn't that sweet?
Oh, God, that's going to take a lot of work. But tell me something. You think James is okay? Like I say, there's no way I can contact him, thanks to Lucifer. But I do want to contact him, not really to get back with him, but I really want to say hello and just check and see how he's doing.
I get the impression he's fine. There's some things,
okay.
There's issues of more worry than there is anything else. But besides that, I get that and he's fine.
Why can't I call him when I dial the number just doesn't work?
And that's another thing they keep saying over and over again. That's why you need to change the energy flow away from Patrick because it has effect on so many things. And we know for a fact a lot of energy and electricity goes through power lines as well. So, you know, it doesn't really surprise me any that he can actually affect those as well.
That's
so
why
see,
I can't get through.
Yeah, that's why you see the importance of getting rid of Patrick. It filters into so many systems and so many things in your life and so many facets and areas of your life. So, you know, that's why you need to get rid of him. Alrighty?
So I'm not going to be able to contact him?
Well, I think you will. You just need to get rid of that energy, okay?
Get rid of the energy. But as far as the person
I just want to say something because it's 2 minutes. We got 2 minutes left in the show, and I just want to thank everybody for being here and thank you everybody for listening. And tomorrow we're going to go over some more with chakras, and we're actually going to do some chakra chanting and some other meditations and go through the techniques to give you an idea what it's all about. That's going to be... To me, it's kind of a exciting, but also calming at the same time. So join us tomorrow for that show. And actually, Saturday, too, I'm going to have a lady on the show called Jennifer Ulysses. Her last name is spelled U-R-E-S. I'm sorry, E-Z-Z-I-O. I think it's Yorzio. She's a person who does spiritual language where she can actually tell you things about your she can tap into your spirit, your soul, and tell you what you need to know so you can actually embrace your life purpose, find your life purpose, and make your life more purposeful, more, and find that the whole situation. I've actually got an appointment with her Thursday. I actually have an appointment with her on Thursday to go through one of these procedures, and I recommend you go to her, too, because it's jennifer@nosoulslanguage.net. She has a 15-minute session that you can have one of these soul readings, and I would definitely recommend that. And I would also tune in Saturday because she's going to be here as one of my guests, and we'll be doing readings that day, and we'll also see if she can actually do that on the air as well and check it out. And she's going to give us more insight to the whole thing. I'm really looking excited to that because I've never heard of that before, soul readings, and so I'm going to bring that to the show and give you guys all a chance to listen to it as well. So tune in Saturday, and Friday we have free Friday angel readings, and also my midnight show. I have a show at midnight, so I don't have one tonight, but we'll be back Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. It's a two-hour show. It's called Free Angel Reading Roundtable Midnight, where we just open all the mics, and we can all talk and chat and do readings and that kind of stuff, so join us for that, too, as well. Thank you guys for all being here. Thank you, and everybody stay on the line, because I'm just thanking everybody for the show, and I'm going to go right back and finish all these readings, and we're going to answer all your questions before you guys go anywhere. And I just want to tell you, like I said before, I want to thank everybody for being here and have a good night. And may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. Good night. Bye-bye. And then let's get back to our caller. And yes, Wanda, you need to get rid of Patrick. And then there's two other callers on the line. Promise
okay,
you,
but I'm going to try to get rid of Patrick. I'm going to try to do what you say. I'm going to try. It's hard, but I'm going to try. But what I'm going to say before I go, I want to ask you.
You can also call me later, too.
Huh?
You can also call me later, my phone, if you want, for private readings and such. I got a number now through Skype where you can actually call 740-601.
Yeah, call me later on, too, when you get a chance. But I just want to ask you this. Okay,
yeah.
So since today, yesterday didn't happen, which is fine. I wasn't upset. I was okay.
Mm-hmm.
What are you feeling now? Because I keep getting really soon, and I'm getting a accelerated motion card, the lover's card, all of that.
I get 2 hours. I'm just kidding. Yes. You guys are going to drop in 2 hours.
What's dropping in 2 hours?
You said when he's going to show up. I said 2 hours. It's actually
whatever. Quit playing with me. What do you really feel, though?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the whole time we've been talking here, it's all I've been getting over and over again. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
That's funny. You just really just gave me a confirmation. That's kind of what I was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then. So I'm going to the lady's house Thursday to sell my stuff. Do you think I'll sell a lot or what I need to do?
What do you need to do? You need to donate some money to the show, and you'll make tons of money. But,
okay.
What?
I said, okay. But
I'm
not doing it for that reason. I do it because I want. So will I make a lot from the sales? I can do better in donations if I sell a lot, too. But do you think I'll do well?
Yeah, I do. You need to put yourself into it completely. You know, I've always seen this business that you're talking about, the soaps and that kind of stuff, where you kick it off. But you got to put your energy into it, too, as well. You know, that's exactly what you're going to do.
Okay.
Just a little
sure
bit of doubt
with my soaps and
point.
Smile.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to do that. We'll see what we'll make so we can donate something more than a few dollars.
Gotcha.
I don't like doing that little Ruby Poop $10, $5 stuff. I'm sure you appreciate anything, but I like to be a bigger blessing to somebody than $5 or $10.
I understand. I do.
You know what I mean?
I do the same thing
too,
as well.
I just hope other folks do understand that, you know, you guys do a very good service, not just you, Amy, and, you know, others in Lane. And like I say, you're a lot cheaper than psychiatrists, and you're a lot more accurate in helping people because you really helped me a lot. You really have. And I just, you know, want everybody out there to know that. And, you know, this is your passion, and this is what you love doing. And, yeah, I wish more and more people would just donate to you because you really do deserve it, that you
well,
do.
Thank you.
And
thank
I'm
you.
Not going to keep taking up your minutes, but I have nothing but love for you, Donnie. And I know I act a fool and talk trash to you every now and then, but I love you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, well, I'm going to go and get off the phone. Call me tonight if you're not too tired so I can tell
all
you
right.
A few things going on. Okay, you got this number?
Oh,
huh?
Yeah. Going, I forgot
I hope
you changed
you do,
your number.
I don't know it.
Okay, hold up. Let's see. No problem.
I hope you
now.
See it, because I don't know the number. I don't know it.
No problem. It's...
Okay, yeah, call me tonight if you get a chance.
Oh, shit. I wrote down the wrong number. It's 47. Okay, gotcha. I got it. Okay, I'll call you later
then. Okay, then. Okay,
right.
Then, bye.
Bye. And, Jolly G. Oh, I just did something real crazy. Okay. All right. Okay, area code 818.
Hi, it's Susan. I just want to say that I enjoyed talking to you the other night, and I
mm-hmm.
apologize. I mean, I don't know. I got cut off from you, and I had a weird sound on my phone on the other end. So I just want to say thank you. It was an amazing night. All of us talking together, and
mm-hmm.
if I helped some way making the evening enjoyable for everyone and gave some insight, you helped
Susan.
It was wonderful.
You've been the talk of the, you've been the talk of the last two shows I've had.
It was a good one.
What's that?
I said this, that night was a good show for you.
Yeah, because actually Amy has a boyfriend who, he's a technician, you know, and he was actually, he has actually taken the information and basically, how would we put this? He's taken that thing, the voice, and he's basically, what's the word? Can't think of the word. He's isolated. There we go. He's isolated it. And they're actually doing they're actually analyzing it now as we speak, a lot more into the whole thing. And I think we're supposed to have some more confirmation on the whole thing, because Amy came on my show last night too.
Oh.
And we talked about it, and she actually let us hear the thing. And I have a friend of mine who lives in Tennessee. She was on vacation. She was actually my guest last night. And on my first show, she came in. On my first show, she was my guest on my first show. And she gave us some insights to the situation, too, where she felt like Regina picked up on the voice that we were hearing was more connected to your son of where he's living at, as in someone who committed suicide, if he lives in the dorms.
Oh, wherever, no, he lives in an apartment house. Everyone's okay. All the boys are okay.
No. What I'm saying is somebody committed suicide in there, and the spirit is still there. And then we also picked up on where we felt like your ex also was using that as a format to try to break through, as we call it breaking, trying to find a crack in the positive.
Uh-huh.
So you saw the sun, because we noticed that when they played the voice back, we were picking up where every time you would say something about your son, this voice would actually like growl real loud, like he was irritated because you were talking about your son.
Weird. Well, that person that Corey guy, I brought my son to him. He was supposed to help him get over his anxiety,
mm-hmm.
but neither of them liked each other.
That ain't gonna work.
It was very, very strange the whole evening. But my goodness, it was. And then I felt bad because I got cut off, and I felt, oh, I never got to say thank you or anything to you. And you probably wondered what happened.
We were all talking. We were all sitting there talking and having a good time, and then what happened was Block Talk Radio came and cut everybody off.
Oh, okay. They cut everyone off.
Yeah, so it wasn't you. It was I was sitting there talking, going, and I was getting into my heated passionate statement I was giving out, and all of a sudden everybody was gone. I'm like, oh, that's not funny.
Oh.
I said that was a really great conversation. Really, everybody's giving their insights and that kind of stuff, and what. And like I was telling Amy, we were trying to talk to you, and we were doing the reading for the lady who was still hanging on that one guy who wasn't in a relationship at all. But what we were trying to say was, in the midst of, I've been doing readings probably over 20 years, and Amy's been doing over about 13. And when you do readings for people, you will notice that there are similarities, in not just with people that, like in that situation, and you, and that lady.
Picking up things.
Yes. You know, when you said, but you were sitting there talking, Amy would describe things, and you said it sounded something like something in your life.
Yeah.
And we were sitting there going, that's good, but Amy's actually still focused on me per se. There's just a lot of similarities between the two.
I see. And then I think, you know, I wanted to help that woman because, you know, we all went through something, but she didn't want to listen to us. And then when it turned out she never went out with the guy, I went, oh, my gosh, she really has it for that person.
I mean, Amy talked about earlier on. We said what the problem is here. She said they were friends. And I think that she was just looking. She had a family experience back then, but she still had it in her mind.
Oh, God, the phone's really bad right now.
What was it when you give up on? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't really hear you, but I just wanted to say
none
thank you again.
Here.
Oh, I can't hear you.
Yeah.
And the next day I did say, talk to the angels. And
I push forward.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I can't hear you at all. All right. Well, good night. Thank you.
Oh, the computer. Bye.
Hi, Donnie. This is Pat. Can you hear me? Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit still.
What happened was we started getting the breakup thing.
Well,
okay, that's
the computer. Keep saying it off.
Yeah, it's
okay.
A bit better. You're still breaking up a little bit.
Okay.
No, it's still not coming through quite. Hold on. Hello? Okay.
Yes.
I could hear just a little bit again. I need
Ooh, it does
to this. There we go.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, you sound great.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for staying on. My name is Pat.
Okay.
And I had a question about my job. In the last couple of months, we've gone through a couple of reorganizations. And currently, I went from my job before was pretty good, if not perfect. And more so, once I had a new manager and they changed around the structure, the job's become less and less enjoyable for me. And I wanted to know if I've been looking around for other positions and I haven't found anything else. But I wanted to know what you saw of maybe what was going on behind the scenes and if you saw me being able to move on in the near future to something that's better suited.
I'll try that one more time. So you want to know if I see you moving on.
Yeah, correct.
And the job you're doing now, can you tell me one more time?
Oh, yeah. The job I'm doing right now, I don't really enjoy too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's become less enjoyable, especially under my new manager. And I'm more and more stuck just behind a computer, and I really like to have a lot more of human interaction throughout the day, which I don't have as much anymore.
Human interaction, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I know what I'm good at and I know what I enjoy. It just seems to, no matter how much I've been focusing on manifesting that and bringing that change myself, it hasn't quite appeared lately.
Well, I'll tell you the truth, the impression I keep picking up, and you might actually, the idea of moving on seems like it's 6 months in the making, but I do see it happening around 6 months from now.
Okay.
I do see things. I see things coming through, but I don't think they're actually going to be finalized until we, like I said, keep falling in at 6 months. So the idea, because I keep getting impressions of focusing and meditating on how you can how can you improve on what's going on in your life right now?
Mm-hmm.
And the very first thing I pick up on is meditation. And I also get the impression, like we're talking about, I don't know what you listened to the show today, but chakra clearing comes up very strongly. Are you married?
No, I'm single.
Because I also keep getting working on balance in your life, but it seems like at the same time you're doing the balancing work, a new love does come in your life.
Okay.
I feel like she's actually going to come in your life before any changes happen with your career. Also, okay, you work at this place, but exactly what do you do?
I'm an analyst. So I basically, I support a sales team where they're looking for information on one of our clients, and then I decipher what they need, put it all together, and I send it back over to them. And so I used to be a lot more involved in the sales process before, and once we had the reorg last year, that all changed completely.
I'm getting tired of this world right now, organizing and reorganizing and still getting the same results, you know? And less interaction,
yeah.
I don't get that.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously it's someone who's driven on, making a little bit more money or, finding what, it's just a small number of people making themselves happier or richer, and then, but
mm-hmm.
unfortunately, a lot of they don't realize how much it affects other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we started talking about before. We started talking about a lot of things when it comes to imbalance in this freaking world, and people don't realize the idea. I understand that you should be able to choose. You should be able to charge what you want, but you should also have some kind of substance behind it. I like lawyers. I mean, I've talked to several lawyers who talk about. reason I charge so much is because I went to school and it cost this, and I don't give a hoot. I don't care about that. That's not my problem. It's not my. It shouldn't be a part of anything about me at all. And it shouldn't really, I mean, I've gone to school. I still go to school. I still study. But do I sit there and justify by charging outrageous prices and that kind of stuff? I mean, me personally, when we have a society where people are actually getting thrown out in the freaking streets because they don't have the money to pay for rent because they're paying doctor bills and lawyers and that kind of stuff, that's a big imbalance to me. There has to be a different solution to it. But nobody's willing, I wouldn't say nobody, but there are people looking at the whole situation where, I mean, back in the day, before money per se, it was bartering and trading out services for other services and, you know, those kind of things. And that seemed to be a very balanced system because, you know, there was no over-justifying anything. There was people would, oh, here's a service for you. Okay, thank you, and I'm going to show up for this day to do your service for you. And that's all it was to it. There wasn't all this paperwork and all this good stuff. And plus, with your situation, I feel like you should, I don't know, when it comes to me, it's like asking the question, on what you do, can you do it as a business for yourself instead of working through another company? Because it seems like a company is making money. Excuse me. The company is making, you're making a lot of money for this company and being compensated about 10% of that. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's actually one thing I've been really searching for is, I do have, you know, I could wear many hats, and I've got a variety of a background, and I'm just not sure if I found that one thing that I'm really passionate about, and it really sticks. So, and I feel that that's part of, I know that's my long-term goal of tapping into my passion and being independent, like you said. But right now I'm just trying to, you know, get to a point where my energy's not drained at the end of the day just because of it's the job is just not a good fit for me. I mean, I could do it. It's just my keeping my attention span.
I'm just saying, that's why I tell everybody my the thing I pick up the most with people is the ideal that we're all here for service. It's
of course.
Just the idea, how are you going to give that service? And I always feel like the answer is what you're, like you said, whatever you're passionate about, because the more passionate you are, the more you give into it, the more you give, and the more you get a result, the more positive the result out of it, too. So I'm just getting the idea of manifestation. But I also get children. You got two children?
No. Just a cat.
Okay, well, I'm just saying manifestation is like I'm almost like I get the impression because I get manifestation, I get green, and I also get children. I feel like a very strong connection between the two. Like you could actually do, in some sense of the word, like what you do now, but in a format with children. And they keep saying you should look in that area and look in that direction and see what you come up with, because I, you know, a lot of times giving service is the idea of giving service in a situation that nobody really thought about doing. That actually has a lot of demand for. And right now, there's a lot of. If we can really work with our children as their children now, it's like I've been wanting to do more work with kids who have gifts and helping their parents to help them deal with those gifts, but also helping the parents realize that if your kids are gifted, more than likely you are too, and they're so caught up in the situation. That with their children, they don't realize these things. So it's the idea of sitting and working with them. But in the process of doing that, I feel like when you work with children at that age and help them really understand what it's all about, it's going to make a big difference in their lives as they get older. And you won't have these things going on like you do now, where the biggest problem in this country is parents acting like kids and not disciplining their kids. You know, they'll sit there, well, my parents used to do this to me. I'm not going to do it to my kids. And they don't take a look at themselves. And what kind of person are you right now because of that discipline you had? Discipline is really good for, and you've seen this, when you have a disciplined dog, people like having that dog around. It's a nice dog, a happy dog. You can also treat that, you can also train that dog to do what you want. But it's also, at the same time, it's also opened up to be, taught. So if you have, now the kids, it's like, you know, we're scared to do anything. We're scared the kid's going to throw charges on us. Kind of. So these are other imbalances in the society, too, where, you know, the truth. Right now, my daughter got in trouble because supposedly she smacked her son on the ass with a spatula twice. And people were like, well, that's kind of abusive. I said, how's that? What's the difference between a spatula and a towel? As long as she smacked him twice. It wasn't like she sat there and beat him to death in a corner until he was bleeding. And then we have other situations where we do have situations like that, and child services don't even step in. So what's their justification on the whole thing? They go for the easy case, is what it is. And she got to keep the young one. And what I'm saying with the situation, I'm trying to figure out, okay, I don't understand the whole thing. Okay. They just hit the kids. So usually you get charges filed first, and then you take the kids. You don't sit there and take the kids and then try to figure if you're going to file charges, because the charges are actually a justification for taking the kids, which there's no justification.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you look at this.
My mom, she used to, we'd get spankings once in a while, and if we were really misbehaving, she'd get up and hit us with the yardstick, across the butt. And you know what? It worked. That thing stung like crazy, and no one ever wanted to get hit by it. So, putting a little bit of, discipline in kids at a young age, it's not such a bad thing.
It's the ideal of helping people understand that discipline. That's what I told discipline my kids. I said, this is what's behind the whole thing. Yeah, you smack a kid with a paddle. But after a while of disciplining that child, you don't have to do that. Everybody has this thing in their head, you're beating that kid all the time. No, the kid gets paddled, and then after a while, the kid realizes that when he does things bad or wrong, maybe we should say bad, because wrong is the idea. Those things are approached in a different way, too. But when he gets in trouble, that's the punishment. And after a while, he'll start realizing he won't do those things because he doesn't want that punishment. But he has to back the punishment up, or he's going to say, okay. Like I told my ex-wife one time, she goes, I yell at the kids, and they don't listen. They don't want to do what I tell them. That's because you said, I'm going to smack you at the pad. I'm going to discipline you, but then you don't follow through. The difference between me and her was the idea when I smacked them. I didn't sit there and say, okay, I'm going to do this and this and that later, and just keep yelling about it, because the kids are thinking, well, if all he's going to do is yell at me, they can deal with that for a while, and they'll continue to do what they're doing. It's only when you back it up, and you sit there and look at relationships are the same thing. I'm not saying smack your wife. I'm saying in a relationship, when you sit there and say, I'm walking because of the situation, and you'd actually do it, people take you serious. But if you keep coming back, I've seen this before, I do relationship counseling too. I've seen it before when a girl will keep taking a guy back, she'll sit there and say, I'm not taking you back, you're not doing this. And then she takes him back anyway without him actually doing that. After all, the guy's going to think he can get away with anything because he has. There has to be kind of boundaries or discipline in that situation. But you look at other chefs, the people who have most of the truth, when they tell you the truth all the time, they're straightforward, they're honest, they do this, and they follow through with everything they say. So every time they say they're going to do something, they do it, and people take it seriously. So they have those boundaries. There's not limitations, there's boundaries of saying, okay, this is what I'll put up with. And then people respect those. And a relationship could actually grow even stronger because of that, of having those respects for each other. But a lot of us just kind of tend not do that anymore. Same thing with kids. I want to treat my daughter like my best friend. Okay, cool. But also, when it comes to being a mom, do that too, because relationships, I'm pretty sure you know that as well as I do. They have many hats in a relationship. Father, brother, You take on friends when you want to be with that person and nurture that person. Sometimes they just want you to hug them. Sometimes they want to have sex all night. So your husband or boyfriend, and then you're a counselor. But just, and the balance between those things is to know when to do those things. But also, I tell people in the context, if you're being one, and only one of those things, then you're imbalanced. And there needs to get balanced in the whole thing. One person's taking advantage of you, too, as well. So if you're a counselor, like 95% of the time, that can be a little taxing on you.
So you just sit there and tell yourself, too. There's in the process of having balance and boundaries with people, but also with yourself. What you're willing to put up with and be honest with yourself. And I always tell people, it's great to give. But if you're in a situation where you don't comfortable doing that, there's something about the situation that you should think and really look at. And to ask yourself, okay, if I don't want to do this, I ain't doing it. Same thing with your job. There's sometimes a situation where people keep giving. And I actually saw real examples of this where people working 12, 14-hour days, and they kept on saying they couldn't get their work done. And then the corporations like that, too, and it's like an imbalance, right? So it just takes one person to change the whole format to a positive. So this one lady decided to get a life coach, and she wanted to change her life because she wanted to change some things and find out why did she have to work those 14-hour days and that kind of stuff. So the life coach told her, what you're going to do is you're going to tell your boss you're only working 8 hours a day. And she goes, well, if I do that, I'll get fired. No, you won't. He just said, you're just assuming that if you don't do these things, he'll fire you. But there has to be more justification than that. So she went to the guy and told the guy, I can only work 8 hour days. And she was kind of surprised when he said, okay, no problem, we'll figure out something. And then she went down the lady's list of her life. Found she was checking her emails 14 times a day. She was on her phone, her friends, and she said, the reason you're having trouble getting your day done is because you're not working. And she said, what you need to do is change your thinking. And when you're at work, you're on work mode. When you're at home, you're on home mode. But you can only check your emails 3 times a day. You can only be on your phone when you're not at work. And you also have to understand, you know, just all these little things that people have kind of incorporated in their lives and now they think is normal. They're actually taking time away from what we're trying to check, it's a good word too, I know it is. Trying to produce.
Productive.
Yeah, being productive. So she went through all this stuff and she started finding out that she was getting her work done every day at 8 hours. And she even had time to herself. She started to find out she had more time with her kids. She had more time with everything started falling into place. And so her boss called her in the office and she thought for sure she was going to get fired because she was working those 14-hour days. So she walks in the office and her boss goes, It's amazing that you're getting all your work done in this 8 hours and you're actually getting ahead. And she goes, okay, do you want me to work 14-hour days? You want me to start working overtime again? He goes, no, I want to know who you've been going to so I can do the same thing you're doing. So see, it started a chain reaction with one person deciding to make a change. Next thing you know, her boss wanted to spend more time with his family. See, that's the point. People are not really wanting to work all the time. They're just thinking they have to. It's like when we sit here talking about lawyers making so much money. Why do they need to charge $200 an hour? Why do they need to make millions and millions of dollars? They're just people. So, you know, it's like the ideal, the situation. If you look at their lives and the complications and that kind of stuff, it's only because they brought it on themselves by putting it out there in the first place by saying, I need all this money. Money can be a complication itself because you got to manage this, that, and the other. Like Oprah said, Oprah, you ever notice like how happy Oprah is? But she has, like there's 4 times a year, she just gives, she has a show where she gives thousands and thousands of dollars away.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes right back to her, big time. So she's learned that, you know, she's a giver, but she's also a happy giver, and that's a big difference. Because they always say people who just give for the sake of giving, it can also be bad for her, and it can also be bad for the person that you're giving to.
Huh.
Because it's being given the wrong kind of energy. It's not happy giving. It's okay. It's like I throw the ball to hope. That's still hoping too much. Just give the money away. Just know, be out of a doubt, that it's coming back to you 10 times and just let go. Get too anticipation with the whole thing. Okay, well, I just sent $20 out. Now where's my where's my harvest? Every time you stop to think about anything in life, your life stops at that moment. you said to your eyes, don't get religious or not. They were just pointing out things that make so much sense. Look at Jesus. Did Jesus sit there and question when we have the 5,000 people, the 5,000 people that he fed? Did he sit there and think about it?
Well, he
just
did it.
Yeah, he just did it. It's the whole thing about manifestation. You do ask, let it happen. And I always tell people, we're on the outcome. When you focus on the outcome, like every morning you get up in the morning and go, this is what my life's going to be like when this happens. If it's not that way. And then you go out in your life and you're thankful for everything. Grateful this. I mean, I'm serious. Right on the road, a guy cut off. Be thankful for that because more likely to be the one getting in the accident that was meant for you. You know? Well, thank you for cutting me off. I know I'm going to be safe now because now you're in front. Or just something like that. You'd be amazed. It's like with your situation of changing your job and that kind of stuff. I just feel like you really need to get really, really fine-tuned the situation exactly what you do want. Because it might be the thing that you're looking for, that you're passionate about, might be closer than you think. It's just that you're thinking about it too much.
Yeah, that's well, I realized that I spent a lot of time researching stuff and trying to move stuff forward, and I realized that the intellect wasn't getting me anywhere, and so I really just backed off and just let myself be for a while, and that's been really challenging for me to do that because I've always just believed it's like, well, no, I gotta work really hard to figure all this stuff out.
Like I said before, if you ever listen, there's a thing on YouTube called Abraham Hicks Money Rampage.
Oh yeah, I'm familiar with him.
Well, check out the YouTube thing. It's called Money Rampage. And it's one of those things where she talks about, and the thing she goes, it's not about pounding the pavement. It's about letting the resistance to let come forth what you were meant to have in the first place. It's just you've been blocking because you think you have to do all these things and this, that, and the other. And no, you're going to sit there and tell yourself it's already happening. It's already here. It's already in my hands. It's raining money. And all I have to do is hold my hand out and stacks of hundreds will pile in my hand. And therefore, I'll have all the money I need to cover and happily pay my bills and joyfully meet obligations. And just all these kind of things like that because, you know, in the process, most of us don't realize our real manifestations until we're living it. We've got to stop for a minute and go, whoa, oh, what? Wow, that happened quick. You know, seriously. And it's one of those things. I mean, I did the same thing. I mean, when I was in Colorado, I was actually anticipating a lot of things where I would sit there and ask for a bus. I would be at a bus stop and say, okay, God, this might sound lazy or something, but I just want to go home. So could you please have someone come by in 5 minutes and pick me up? And I get this funny feeling that someone's going to come by and pick me up. And I would sit there and go from asking to waiting. I'm waiting for my ride. It should be here about 5 minutes. Boom. And there it is. And this one girl pulls up and she goes, hey, how you doing? I'm like, 5 minutes. And I was just waiting for her to say, do you need a ride home or something? Yes, I do. And I told a friend of mine, I said, how do I know it's the manifestation I called for? Because I feel like manifestations are also win-win situations. So she knows I'm a psychic. She had some questions she wanted to get answered. We crossed paths, so she got the answers, and I got her right home. So you see how it was a win-win situation for both of us?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's how I tell people. I said, but if you're in a situation that you think you have to do this, and you got to do it right now, but somebody left, it's like say that you have to go to this place, but somebody you were supposed to pick up, get picked up, and you sit out in the rain, that's telling you that the decision you made more likely wasn't the right decision, the right direction to go into, and you'll find out why. Not because Johnny's out there in the rain, but why did you have it right in there? It's one of the situations that would have played itself out and fell into place anyway. It always has, and if you look at your life, that's exactly how things are done. It's, you know, we have a tendency to, I guess in the book I was reading here, it was talking about you cannot really manifest things just by being logical. It has to be the mind and the heart working together to accomplish a manifestation. So it's the idea, I think it, I know it, but I also have to feel it. What would I feel like right now if this happened? So I picture it in my mind with my intellect, and in my heart I feel it. Therefore, more than likely, if you put those two together, you're going to be living it.
That's nice. Now, I heard on the previous call, I wasn't sure if it was just you or just the caller or if it was you who had the computer problem.
No, it was her.
Oh, it was her. Okay.
Yeah, she had a guy hacking. She had a boyfriend of hers that hacked into her computer. Has been basically checking all of her stuff and spying on her and that kind of stuff. And people think that's kind of crazy. But I had a friend of mine too. It was in Colorado, and she said that she had a boyfriend like that. And he told her that he could do all this stuff. I said, she goes, I find that hard to believe. Well, he tapped into her computer and he would bring her. And was sitting there watching her, and then he goes, watch this. I'll do this with my computer, and your webcam will move. And that's exactly what happened. And she goes, are you serious? That's kind of a scary thing.
It's really scary. I used to do IT, and so I know all too well how easy it is rather than how difficult it is to get into a lot of people's computers.
Yeah, but the biggest problem I have with my friend is she's a very spiritual woman. She knows for a fact about computers and what they can do, what they can do, or what he can or can't do. But I know one thing about protection, divine protection protects anything and everything. But that's the one thing she never thought about. And she was just so, I don't know. She said she was, sometimes I just, you're a witch and you're a pagan. I don't know if that's something you used to brag about, if it was just bragging rights for her, or if that was the truth. Because it used to drive me nuts when she used to talk about it. Because I always, people talk about things a lot. What I do is I watch their lives because they're like, they really believe what they're doing, but it also doesn't do their lives. But she was listening, and she was having problems. But if you ever listen to her, she felt like men needed to support her.
Oh, yeah. That's a common one.
Yeah, because I told this woman, I said, you know something, you have insecurity problems about money. So why don't you go solve those instead of marrying some guy because he's got lots of money? Because I guarantee you, even with that kind of money, you'll still have the insecurities. And they'll work against you all the time. If not, destroy that relationship. Because, seriously, I don't care what anybody says. A relationship should be able to be built. A foundation should be able to work in friendship, not paychecks and incomes. But so many people, like this one lady goes, I make $50,000 a year. I think I should be with somebody who makes $50,000 a year. Why? Well, you might take my money. That's an insecurity you need to sit there and deal with. And she's like, I don't think so. I just find someone who's on the same level as I am, and then we'll be uneven. We'll never take a thing from me. I said, well, you got the balance thing right, but you got to be right. You got to have faith in yourself. But she didn't, really. I heard this Winona Judge said this too, that by having money, you gave her choices. And I said, guys, you should live my life. And you'll see that choices are just choices. It's just one of those things, how much do you believe in them? Because I've gotten things before the money came along. But I will say, I was like, I got an apartment, I got a hotel room, I got my business. But I will say one thing, I got them, and the money came afterwards. So that defies reality with most people. But it did happen, and I wish I could tape those things and say, okay, manifestation, you want a business? Stop thinking about money. Think about, I want that business. I would love to have that business. And kind of like picture in your mind, how would you feel if you had what you were doing, what you love to do?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, the way it happened to me was a chain reaction, okay? I was living in this area, I was in a hotel. A year before that, I'd gotten on the wrong bus and went to this little town called Manitou Springs. Once I went in this little town, that's where I'm going to live at. So I don't think it was an accident getting on the wrong bus. I think I was meant to go there in the first place. And then I did that. While I was up there, I saw this little shop, and I said, that's where I want to do my readings. All I want to do is readings, and that's where I want to do that. So I said, okay, God and angels, if this is meant to be, and this is meant to happen, then it's in your hands, and I'm going to do it. And then a year later, I was working at this hotel, which was kind of cool, because I walk in this hotel, and this is in September. And see, that's usually the end of the season for them. Because it's a little tourist place of the mountains. And September, October, that's the last part of the season. Well, I got a job there, and the lady said, well, she said, you realize it's September, right? And I said, yes. Well, she goes, you might not be working any later than October. I said, okay, no problem, two months. That's what I looked at anyway. So she's like, okay, no problem. I started working there. Somehow in the situation,
I became homeless. I can't remember exactly how it happened because it was one of those situations you don't like remembering. So I can't remember. And I just know that I was working at this hotel. I talked to my boss, and for some reason I told her, I said, this is hard for me to ask, but right now I don't really have a place to stay. And I'm like between the paychecks. It's like 2 days. Actually, that time was 4 days from getting paid. Okay. So I said, okay, Jay, I said, Jay, you know, let me know in your rooms for like 2 days until I can figure out what I'm going to do, you know. And first she said, no. I said, no. Okay, no. And she goes, no, but just stay in my rooms. I'll just stay in my cabins. She said, I think the cabins would be good for you. Does it give you some privacy? It's off the path and stuff. Okay, and that kind of goes along with my meditation. If that's anything, let's get by this for it. I'm just getting like a cabin.
You're breaking up there.
Again?
Yeah.
How about now?
Oh, much better.
Okay. Well, she put me on the cabin, so I stayed there for 2 days. And then after the second day, after I got off of work, I just went walking. Well, I said, as I was walking, I'm sitting there going, okay, what are we going to do now? And I said, you know, sometimes I'm just here like I've been doing. And just listen where I should go. So, okay, angels, where should I go now? So they said, where do you want to live at? I said, I want to live in Manitou Springs. They go, okay, and then walk that way. So I started walking that way. I passed this hotel. As I passed the hotel, they said, go to this hotel. I'm sort of going, I only have $17. It's $35 a night. And they go, I thought you said you wasn't going to argue anymore. Okay, you're right. I did say that. I said, okay, I'll go. So I walked, and I'm serious. I just walked up to this hotel. As I'm walking through the door, my angels and guides said, tell this lady everything. Tell her the truth. I said, she might kick me out. And they go, nope, tell her the truth. I said, okay. So I walk in there. I talked to her about an hour. And then she looked at me, and she's like, huh, I promised myself I wouldn't do this again. But she said, I'll give you a room. So, see, I got a hotel room 2 days before I got paid. And I asked her about the $17, and she said, no, you just keep that. Just be here on Friday. Pay for 2 weeks or whatever you're going to do. I said, okay, no problem. I'll be here. So I did. I got there. I think I paid for 2 weeks or 2 weeks or two, 2 weeks or a month. Can't remember. Anyway, well, I found out there was an apartment. There was actually an apartment complex up in Manitou Springs I wanted to live in. I went in there. I saw it. It used to be a hotel. It was built back in 1874, I think. So, really old place, right? So I said, I wanted to live there. I went to that shop, too. So I'm sitting there going, okay, these little things are falling into place. I went from staying in a cabin for 2 days, and actually now I got a room, and I felt a little more comfortable, because that's my thing was, God and angels, I do not want to sleep on the freaking streets. I want to have a place lay my head. And it was a really nice place, too. So I went there. And I'm sitting there talking to this lady. I think I was there 2 weeks, and I met her husband. And what freaked me out about her husband was he was the manager at that apartment complex.
Huh.
Which, through that source, I was there for like a month, I think, month or two. And his wife came down there one night, and she was like, he's got 5 apartments open. Do you want to go look at it? Now, this one even taught me. My angels and guides told me this one thing, shut up. Keep your mouth shut all at all times, because what you say can divert things from happening. So what I did was, this guy came to me and said, we have 5 apartments available. Did I have any money saved up to get an apartment? No. But my angels and guides said, what's the point? Is you can go and look at these apartments, and you never know what's going to happen. It's like, look at your past. Look what's happened just by keeping your mouth shut. I said, okay. So I went to go look at 5 apartments. Sure enough, I found 308. Perfect for me. So I'm sitting there looking at this apartment. I remember I was sitting in the apartment, and I was like, man, I'd just love to have that. I'm sitting there contemplating my head. I'd love to have this apartment. How am I going to do this? So Leon looked at me, and he says, you ain't got any money, do you? I'm like, okay. I wasn't going to tell him I didn't have any money, but since he asked me the question, I'm not going to lie to him either. So I sit there and told him, no, I don't have any money. But then I turned right around and said, but I would love to have this apartment. So I come and say it over and over again. I'd love to have this apartment. So he walks out. He says, I got to go check on something. Goes out, comes back in.
He says, my maintenance man's drunk again. I said, oh, that sucks. He said, yeah, but he said, I got a deal for you. Oh, really? And I was almost like, at that moment, I was kind of like, I was expecting that too.
Huh.
He walked back in, came back in, and he said, I got a deal for you. I said, okay. My maintenance man is drunk again. I need this apartment painted. He hasn't finished painting his apartment. Okay. He says, I will give you this apartment if you finish painting this apartment. And he says, then that's for the month of November. And I was like, the first week of November. I said, okay. And he said, when December comes along, I have this special going on where all you have to do is have the deposit, which is $99, and you move in and you got that month too. He said, will that give you enough time to get on your feet? I sit here and say, like most people, there were some people in that town used to irritate me. I don't know if I can do that or not. I don't want to disappoint
uh-huh,
you.
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting there going, what? This guy looked at me and sat down. I looked him right in the face and said, hell yeah. You know, give me a chance. Someone's giving me a chance. Damn right, we'll take it. Every time the opportunities would like to come across my lap, I'd always jump at them. It'd be a little bit of fear, but those fears have to be conquered, and I got to walk through it. So I sat there and said, yeah. I finished painting that apartment. I got 2 months there. In the process of living there, remember that shop I told you about?
Yeah.
My landlord and his wife were walking around town like they used to do every night. Somebody rented that shop out. He came and told me about it. I said, what are you trying to do? You trying to make me feel bad? I wanted that shop. And he goes, well, that's what I'm trying. He says, that's what I'm coming to you talking to you for, because she gave me her phone number. She wants a mail reader. I said, really? She goes, yeah. She wants it's got two rooms. It's like a little cottage. It had two rooms.
Uh-huh.
Both rooms had a door, had their own door, and it had a bathroom door. I mean, it had a bathroom in the middle of it. Really cute little thing. It looked like a little castle because it had the cone roofs and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And he said that she wanted somebody to work with because she said she was a female and she wanted a male to balance it out. She felt like she needed to do that and she'd have a successful business. So I went to go work with her. And when I worked for her, how it works is I got 70% of what I made and she got 30%. And then a month later, this is funny too, a month later she comes to me, she goes, okay, Don, how would you like to own half this? I said, what do I have to do? And she goes, all you got to do is pay half the bills, half the expenses, and you own half of it. I said, okay, sounds good, but one thing I want to do. And she goes, what's that? It has to be done on paper. And she goes, okay. I'll talk to my partner, and we'll get it all made up. So they had some papers made up, and when they had a contract made up and everything. We signed the contract. I own half that business. My friend, who I talked to a year before that, who said I had to have insurance and money and all this kind of good stuff, she was the first one I called. You got to come up and see my new shop. And she goes, how'd you do that? That's funny. How'd I do it? I didn't do anything. I was just in the right place at the right time. And she goes, that's crazy. Really? Come up and see my new shop. You know, that was my biggest thing. I said, come on up and check it out. I'll show you. So she shows up, and I'm sitting here in this nice shop. And it was kind of funny, too, because I always told people, I said, when you start really focusing on these things and opening up to the possibilities of what could happen, I mean, I had a table come to me that I didn't pay nothing for. When I lived in that apartment, I moved in that apartment, and all I had was an inflatable mattress.
Mm-hmm.
When I moved out of there, I had so much furniture, I had to call a friend of mine who had a truck to move it. And I also, I would say, I sit there and I go, oh, it was one of those eureka moments. I was there sitting next to my friend and I said, oh my God. And he goes, what's wrong? I said, I just realized that everything I have in my apartment has been given to me or else I worked for somebody to get it. I never paid any money for anything. So I was telling everybody, you think you need money? I don't think so. If you want it, you can have it. I mean, I got my first cell phone. Well, I wouldn't say my first cell phone, but this last, it was like 3-4 years ago, I decided that my credit was really bad, but I still wanted a real cell phone, and I just watched The Secret for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, there's a technique in there I'm going to try. It says, go out and pick something that was so extraordinary when it happened, it would definitely change your thinking. I said, what would that be? I said, I need a cell phone for my business, but everybody keeps telling me I need $4,000 and $5,000 and $1,000
deposits because of my credit. So I sit there and got me a focus board, and I put this thing on this focus board, and I said, I want this cell phone. It's a blue Razor, and I want that blue Razor. And I said, I'm going to be really specific about what I want. And I said, what I did was I got three pictures I cut out of a magazine of this blue Razor phone, put it on my focus board, and then I said, I want it like this. I want to get this phone, but I don't want to pay no money for it. I want to get this phone, and I want to see nothing that's paying any money until I get the first bill. So I don't want to pay no activation fee or nothing. So I put it out there, and then my angels came to me and said, okay, now it's time to do the work. So I went on the computer, found this place called Wirefly. I applied for this thing, and my card was declined. So I went back in that freaking room, and I said, I don't know what the problem is, but maybe I didn't specify. I looked at that blue phone, and I said, I will have this phone before the end of, if I'm meant to have this phone, I will have it before the end of this week. And that's all I said. And I walked away, and I was on the computer working, looking for other places and other companies to work for, and I'm just looking for clients and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, I went back and checked my email, and there was this, I got an email from Wirefly. I said, oh, they're probably trying to email to see if I'm going to, see if I still want to buy that phone. So I clicked on it, and they said, you have been approved. Your phone should you should have your phone in 2 days. So I read it over and over again. I must have read that freaking email 1,000 times. And I said, that doesn't say anything about money or nothing on it. So I read it again. So I read it again and went back into the, when I made the order in the first place. And
mm-hmm.
I found, and everything I found, it just said, you will pay nothing for this phone until you get your first month. So, and when the phone, I was actually questioning it too, a little bit here and there. I had to keep my thoughts really trained and focused, because I'd be sitting there going, okay, probably going to email me back and tell me it's a glitch in the computer or something.
Mm-hmm.
They never did. They never did. And then a friend of mine, I would have had that computer, I would have had that phone by the end of the week, but I was traveling with a friend of mine, and we did a couple craft shows, because she was trying to be my manager, so we did our own craft shows and metaphysical shows and that kind of stuff. Never got to really go far with her, but we was traveling with her, so by the time I got there, it was like the next week. So as I was walking, because I had it delivered to my mom's, and I remember walking to my mom too, a little thought popped in my head. I wonder if it's really there. I said, of course it's there. You know, I had to keep reminding myself and staying positive. Of course it's going to be there. They said it's going to be in 2 days. Of course it's going to be there. My mom said,
oh, you're breaking up again. Hello?